Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Oh, finally, I think we've got it to work. Are we live? Can you hear us? Hello, this is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We're live in Sarah Sophie's house. You can watch us on Periscope. Why am I not in the middle, Catherine, for crying out loud?
Well...
Button it. 0844-499-1000. We call you back. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
Ian Lee, on air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Good evening, dear listener. So this is very, very weird. Oh, there we go, if I do that. Ian Lee, this is Talk Radio. We are coming live from... Well, I was going to say the Edinburgh Festival. Technically, it's not true, because technically we're in Musselburgh, or as they say in Scotland, Musselburgh.
Well...
Well, steady on.
Not quite.
Why is your microphone live?
I think that's the way it's going to be, my friend.
Well, I'm going to find the way to turn that off. And we are broadcasting... We have been to the Edinburgh Festival today, but we're broadcasting from Sarah Sophie's house. Now, Sarah Sophie phoned up. Now, you're shaking your head at that. What is the problem?
My name's Sophie.
Now she's trying to brand herself.
She's kicking off a little bit. There we go. She's kicking off. Her name is actually, technically, she's correct there. You are correct there. Her name is Sophie. She has very kindly invited us to come round to her flat. And let's be honest, Sophie... This is weird, huh?
It's very weird.
It's weird, Kath?
Yeah, just a bit.
It's weird for all of us, but we're going to try, and we've got this fancy little black box which is plugged into your Wi-Fi.
Yes.
And surprisingly, it's a better connection than when we do it from the studio of
Is
Talk,
it really surprising?
Talk Towers. If you want to watch us, if you want to see what Sophie's flat looks like, it's a really nice clock. We might have a little look around later on. if you go to periscope.tv/Ian Lee, you can watch us. And we've got this is the kit that the sports boys use. So Alan Brazil may have licked my the helmet of my my microphone. He may have licked it. He may have... His boozy breath may have breathed all over it. This is fantastic. Technically, I haven't got a clue how this works. But we are up in the Edinburgh Festival because I was doing a show today and I'm doing a show tomorrow, and it went really well despite the fact that Al Murray pulled out at a last minute's notice because he got a better paid gig. That's fine. We saw Jake Yap, sometimes talk radio presenter. We were told... Jake Yap has got the equipment that you need. He will meet you. He will talk you through it, right? Well, okay, brilliant. Jake, you know, he's a good lad. And so we met Jake, and he dropped the equipment off, and then he went. And we said, Jake, do you want to show us how to use it? He went, He didn't have a clue, did he, to be honest,
no.
Kath?
And we videoed it, so we have the proof that he doesn't have a clue.
I might put that online. Mm. Except I filmed it in portrait.
You did what?
I filmed it in portrait. It wouldn't... Alan and James will come to you in a bit. We need calls, by the way, guys. Otherwise, this is as good as it's going to get for the next 3 hours. When I turned the phone on its side, it wouldn't go into landscape. It stuck in portrait.
Maybe that's why all the people that end up with their videos on the news do it.
I don't get... You know, I would say if I was Sky News, the excellent Sky News, owned by the excellent News Corp... Big fans of those guys. All the BBC... I would, and someone sent me in, even if it's like a video of like the Twin Towers or something, you know, even if it was a big news story, right, and it was filmed in portrait, I would say, nah, sorry, mate. And because it's the Twin Towers, this is the only footage. No,
yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
We'll have to put those like blurred sidey bits on, and they're annoying.
And that just gets confusing. So I'm sorry, we're not going to use that on Sky News. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call, right? And I suggest you give us a call. Otherwise, it's just going to be the three of us. And thank you so much, Steffi, genuinely, for inviting us round.
My pleasure.
And if you're watching on Periscope, I'm sitting on a stool for status.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, my status stool. Have you never done a status stool?
Well.
Catherine and Sophia sat on the floor. But you can call in. And we haven't got any papers. We haven't got anything. We're just going to... See, oh, and thanks to Rocky. Now, regular listeners will know Rocky, who is a cabbie from Edinburgh.
Handily, yeah.
And he said, remember in the week, he said, Ian, if you give me a call, I'll give you a free lift anywhere in Edinburgh. He said that, he'd give you a free lift anywhere in Edinburgh. So we did. I called him up at 7 o'clock. I said, Rocky, it's Ian Lee. Oh, pal, it's great to hear you, pal. Any chance we could get a cab? Yeah, not a problem, pal, not a problem. And he rocked up and he sent me a text and I'm outside and it was all beautiful. And he charged us. You don't want to mess with him. He's got beef with Frankie Boyle. So you don't want to mess. You don't want to mess with him. 0844 411. Ed, if you here's the thing. Ed is there in London. You didn't get to come with us. What's your technical beef?
Mike's a bit peaky.
I don't know. Is this one? Is that the microphone?
Yeah, that's the microphone one.
But is that okay? So is that you want me to turn it down to there?
Yeah, there's
fine.
Is
that better?
There's all good.
Better? Turn that to there. And I'll turn my headphones up a little bit there.
And now you know how to turn Kath off if you need to.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Ed, I thought you were a mate.
Carry on, Kath.
Well.
That's fantastic news. Alan Caddick!
Hip, 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 sir!
Sophie's face lit up then as Caddick is broadcasting live in her house. Dreams come true, don't they? There we go. How are you, Caddick?
Not bad, boss. It's Friday night, so guess where I am?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
What are you going to sing tonight, Caddick? Star Trekking?
No, not tonight, because that's banned.
Star Trekking is banned by whom?
The management.
They're not stupid, are they?
Why did they ban it, man?
Because they clocked it in silly songs.
So they only want you to do... I'm surprised they've not banned you. Can they not just do a Caddick blanket ban?
No, but I'm allowed to sing sensible songs, like Henry VIII, I Am.
Oh, that's not a sensible song. Here's the weird thing. We've got a drunk man in the West Midlands phoning us from a boozer.
Oh, dear, something's going off in the background there.
Phoning us from a boozer while we're sat in someone's flat, sober at the moment, while we're sat in someone's flat just outside of... Sorry?
Well, there's the start to the weekend.
What's going on there, Alan? It sounds like it's kicking off, man.
Nonsense in the smoking area.
Oh.
Oh, is it a bit more aggressive in the smoking area?
No, it's just some fellas behind me. I'll find somewhere quieter to speak there. Hold on.
Well, you know, it all...
Okay, I'm the other side of the car park now.
That was quick. You legged it.
I ran.
Yes, I ran. Iraq. So what do you think you might sing tonight then, Alan?
Well, I might do Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Could we hear a snatch of Astley now?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Hey, do you know what? Fair play, man. That was actually, I think, the straight pop songs suit you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Can I be really honest? I preferred it to the original.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sophie's...
He gave it himself, didn't he?
Sophie preferred it to Astley, and we all know that Astley's got the voice of honey.
And it was only a T-boy when he was discovered.
He was a what?
A T-boy.
A T-boy?
He was.
Where at Stock Aitken and Waterman?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right, and I think this is a genuine point, and I was thinking this the other day. Has anyone written a book about Stock Aitken and Waterman? Because I'd like to read that book. Because they were the British Motown of the 80s.
Yeah, because then Kylie, Jason, Sonia, Wick.
Craig McLaughlin, check 1, 2.
Mona, that's a good 90s tune.
Big fun.
Don't blame it on the boogie. Didn't they have like a big old... They didn't... No, that was the Pet Shop Boys that did...
What
did
the Pasadena's?
You know who they did have?
Yeah.
Tay.
Mel and Kim!
Oh.
I loved them.
Isn't that sad, Mel and Kim? That genuinely a sad pop story. Yeah. That is sad.
And most of them were on Band-Aid 2.
Most of them were on Band-Aid 2. Hey, you know that me and Nigel are going to get together and record... Did you hear the Lindsay Lohan remix yesterday?
No, I didn't. I haven't heard the podcast yet.
Right, well, I tell you what I'm going to do, is I'm going to forward it to Ed. Ed, an email is coming your way of the Lindsay Lohan remix, and I tell you what, we'll play it just after 10:30. How about that, Alan? It is genuinely absolutely brilliant.
Is that going to be on iTunes?
We're going to record an album.
It's gone from a single to an album.
Did I not say an album last time?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we should record an album.
Gosh.
I think it would be... Because this guy, right, if you on Twitter, at the DC DJ, right, he remixed me singing with Nigel and turned it into a pop classic. It's genuinely brilliant.
Yeah, we have to put it on iTunes.
Yeah, we're going to put it on iTunes. We're going to make an absolute fortune, mate. And won't be talking to you losers anymore on talk radio. You can kiss my chuddies. I'm going to be top of the pops, guys. It's nice to talk to you, Alan, but it's even nicer to say goodbye.
Are you on next week or is it best of?
Well, you'll have to listen and see if you can tell the difference. Bye, Alan! And that's my cue to cut Alan Caddick off. Sophie, that your first experience being that close with Alan. Mm-hmm. How did that feel?
It was everything I wished it was and more.
You got all excited when he came on.
Because he's real.
He is.
We were talking to Rocky about it when he was driving us up. And he's going, so Caddick, is he real? I was going, yeah, you know, no, Caddick is 100% genuine and real. James, Glenn, Ray, stay there. Come to you in a second. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over. Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Standing by and broadcasting live. Good evening. You should be able to hear better at the Periscopers now. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. I'm here with Catherine Boyle.
Yes.
Sarah Sophie, we're in your house.
Hello.
Thank you very much for inviting us to come here.
My pleasure.
We're in Musselburgh.
Musselburgh, yeah.
Where I don't really know where it is. Well, I know it's in Scotland.
Well, I tell people I live in Edinburgh.
That's a lie.
Technically,
you're nowhere near Edinburgh.
People know Musselburgh for ice cream and horse races.
Okay, if you say so. That's
they do
fine.
Now.
They do now. James is on the line. Evening, James.
Oh, hello.
Hello, James. Can you hear us?
Hi. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just getting the ironing board out.
Oh, excellent.
Out of where?
Well, it's in the bedroom, actually. It's the only spot I've got available.
You
caught me on the off. Oh, I've just got home from my brother's house. He's just bought a new house with his wife, so I've been round there for the evening. I've just gone out of the taxi. I'm just taking my shoes off. I thought I'd be on hold for ages, so I apologise for that amateur behaviour.
Very, very poor show, James. Very poor show, mate.
How you doing, anyway?
Good, thank you. Hot, but Sophie's opened the windows. It's quite balmy here in Edinburgh at the moment. Very close. We need a big thunderstorm. Oh, hang on a second. Oh, now, here's the thing. Yeah. This is going to confuse things. Here's the echo that Jake mentioned. Right, so let me just talk, otherwise it's going to get very psychedelic and confusing. Yes, James?
Yes. Am I echoing or are you echoing?
It's just me that's echoing in my ears, and we'll be able to sort it out in the next break, because I'll disconnect and reconnect.
Mm.
But don't worry about that. What you got for us, James?
Well, quite a few things, actually. I'm a podcast listener.
Yeah.
Like, exclusively a podcast listener. And I've just been fascinated to find out that you actually have breaks. So, like, on the podcast, you always say, well, I'll be back in a minute, and then you're back 5 seconds later. But there was adverts and everything.
Oh, do they cut the adverts out and stuff?
Yeah, there's none of that on the podcast. You normally go, oh, I've got to go, I'm short for a break, and then there's a bit about talk radio, and then you're back like 5 seconds later.
Oh, well, that's
I wondered awesome. How you had time to go for a pee.
Yeah, we play adverts and all kinds of stuff.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, these things would... We get paid money and everything for doing this, you know.
And there's me thinking it was an amateur outfit. I don't know.
Well, but, the elements of it being an amateur outfit, James. So are you listening tonight, or are you just phoning in on the off chance?
I'm phoning in on the off chance because I was talking about your show tonight with my brother, and I was telling him, because I'm a podcast listener, I've been about 2.5 weeks behind for about a month. So this is like the future to me. I literally listened to the podcast yesterday where you were talking to Sophie about coming to a house.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that's a load of nonsense.
Spoiler
that's
alert,
never gonna happen.
One of us dies at the end.
Well, and I just found it bizarre because you did the little test periscope and you were there, and I thought, that's actually happening. I thought when he was talking to her, that's just never going to happen, and there you are.
One of the things I do, James, quite often is I have good ideas and I say them out loud on the radio so that I have to do them. And then when it gets close to the idea, I think, wish I didn't have to do that. It was stupid. And we came to Sophie's house and I was kind of hoping that either you wouldn't be here, Sophie, so it wouldn't happen, or that the system that we've got broadcasting wouldn't work, and we go, oh well, we tried, here's a best of,
never mind.
But it did work and we're here, and it's good. I'm glad. I mean, I don't know, the show may be a load of rubbish, but it's given us kind of an idea. I don't know if you've heard the Stephen Page podcast yet.
That's I've got, I think that's two away from where I am, so not
you're,
yet
you're going to enjoy it, right? You're going to enjoy it. But he's a singer from the Bare Naked Ladies, and he talks about doing shows, a little tour in people's living rooms. It's quite a big thing in the States. If you're like a small, indie musician, and you haven't got the wherewithal to organise big tours, you kind of arrange tours and shows in people's houses. And my friend Watco said, "Oh, that could be quite good for radio." So I nicked his idea. Not, we would had this all arranged before, but I'm kind of thinking of doing a week of shows, like touring around the country and doing them in people's houses.
I'd love you to come at my house. I've just put fibre broadband. I live not far from you. We've got a lovely river. We've got loads of great things going on in Marlow. See, if you want to come to Marlow, I'll be more than happy to host you.
But I go to Marlow quite often.
Yeah, it's a lovely place, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very nice place. You've got an ironing board, we know that.
Yeah, we've got an ironing. I've got an ironing board. I've got an iron. Ricky Gervais has bought a place here, and he's doing okay for himself.
Well, I've seen the new film, so I don't know how long that's going to last.
Is it rubbish?
James, listen, I need to... Me and Kath... James, thank you very much for that. 0844-499-1000. Kath, we need to have a talk about this. But again, it's that thing that... Well, I'm socially awkward.
Yeah.
And it will fill me with dread, the thought of having to go to loads of people's houses.
Yeah, so I'm really surprised that you're thinking out loud now.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, the twist I've got in my head, right, is we go to their house and we have to stay there the night.
What?
And then we record like a little package of us staying there and having breakfast. And then that gets played out on the next night show when we're at somebody else's house. But we go and, like Sophie is a very nice young lady.
Right. She's just thinking, I've said you can have the house. We're
not staying tonight, Sophie. Don't worry about that. Rocky's picking us up after one. But we go and stay with, like perverts.
What?
No, I don't mean like proper perverts, but we go and stay with people.
You had better pray that Nigel has not got good broadband.
It was. What is that a picture of?
Claire Sweeney in a bra and pants.
Oh, that's not. Why are you looking at pornography?
I'm not. It's one of my Twitter pals is.
I just think we go and stay. It was obvious when Sophie was on the phone that. You can't always tell, but you sounded like a sensible young lady. And you did. Sophie came and saw the show that I was doing earlier on today. And when you went, we both went, oh, thank God she's normal. Seriously, we actually did. We breathed a sigh of relief because you could have been there in an anorak going, it's good to see you. But I think this is, if we go and stay at their houses, It should be like, you know, the Catwoman who's got 15 cats living with her, and someone that's just, that's got a tag on.
This sounds very Louis Theroux-esque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be, listen, the job here isn't going to last. We know that now. But this is going to be our ticket to awards again.
What, sofa surfing?
Sofa surfing. And
with Ian and Kath.
Yeah.
Call me now.
Why not? Speaking of calling me now, it's only Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Good evening, Ian. Hip, hip, hip. It was lovely to meet you today.
Hip, hip, hip. Glenn. Oh, it's Glenn. Glenn. Glenn, how nice. It was. I'm sorry it was a bit brief. I was looking at my stepmom and my half-sister were there. And I don't... Here's the weird thing. I don't know them very well. So I was a little bit... nervous is perhaps too strong a word, but I just wanted to make sure that I met them and said hello to them, and you know that they'd had a good time. So I was a little bit distracted, but I hope I gave you pleasure.
Well, you certainly did. I, for one, thought that we had a lovely brief chat, and it was all that I could have wanted and more. I can only apologise for my sweaty palms, though. I feel very self-conscious about that.
Yeah, that was we commented on that when because you met Sophie as well, and when briefly. Sophie went, we breathed a sigh of relief. When you went, it was like. Mm-hmm.
From now on, you're known as Sweaty Glenn.
Sweaty Glenn. Sweaty Glens.
Every high school flashback.
Did you? Now, so you came and saw the show today in Edinburgh.
Yeah, it was great. And can I just say, despite the... some people might have come just for Al Murray, I don't know, but everyone stayed and everyone enjoyed it. It was a really, really good show.
Yeah, it was... well, thank you very much indeed. Yeah, for those who don't know, Al Murray was booked to do it, and then 3.5 hours before the gig, we got a message saying, oh, no, Al can't do it. He's got a better-paid gig, which was disappointing, but the young chap that came in and stood in for him was excellent, and I thought it was a superb show. Did you come in just for that, or did you go and see anything else at the festival?
No, we ended up stumbling across... a show later on that day, but we came specifically to see you, really, and we didn't really... Al Murray was a nice draw, but we came primarily to see Ian Lee.
Thing you stumbled on? What did you see?
I can't say what the title of it was on the radio, but it was political comedy, and it was very funny.
It wasn't Matt Ford, was it?
No, it was kind of like an amateur thing. You know how... you were talking about the end about young people's dreams coming true at the Fringe.
Yeah, it was that,
and it was lovely, and it was a very good show.
The thing about now, you've not been to the festival before, have you, Catherine?
No, and it's something else, isn't it?
You've been to Edinburgh, but not when the festival is on. How long have you lived here?
Six years. Yeah.
And do you go to the festival when it's on, or do you just kind of ignore it and stay away?
No, I do. But I do a lot of free shows because. You would see such a small amount if you paid to go and see, whereas you can see shows for a fiver, and you can see a lot of them, up to 20, especially if you live here.
Because there is so much on, Glenn. I mean, literally, I took you for a walk down Prince's Street this morning, which is where they hand out all the flyers and they promote... It is Prince's Street, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they hand out all the flyers and they promote all the shows.
The Royal Mile.
The Royal Mile, It is... I mean, I've not been here for years. It's busier than I've ever seen it. And it is constantly people flyering you. And I just said to Kath, keep your hands in your pockets.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't take any flyers. If you take one, they're all going to sniff weakness. And you're going to come away with 500 flyers. What were some
of the
shows...
It's the only reason I brought a satchel with me.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a young lad came bounding up to us with his face painted like a dog. That was the one I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
He said... Hi, guys. Do you want to come and see a musical about dogs?
I mean...
Someone's going to say yes to that, aren't they?
Well, I hope so. It's not going to be me. There's a lot of stuff on at the festival. There's too much stuff on. And there are just posters everywhere.
But so many posters that you can't read any of them because it's just blinding.
You become blind to it. And you kind of think, how does anybody... get an audience? Because if I was here, right, and we're here for 2 days, and we're going to see Adam Hess tomorrow. I really wanted to see Jake Yap, but we can't. We're going to see Adam Hess and maybe one other show. But if I was here for 3-4 days, I would be so overwhelmed. I'd just pick people that I'd seen on telly.
Yeah.
And that's terrible, because the Fringe should be you discover all these new kinds of people, but also you don't want to spend 6, 7, 8 quid on a ticket for someone you've never heard of, and it might be, you know, 50 minutes of your life you ain't never going to get back.
You know, there's one show...
But in a nice way...
Hang on, Glenn, go on, Savvy.
There's one show that happens every year where it's like a whole cast of 8, and I think they're all drunk.
Oh.
And they just improvise, but drunk. Oh, and it's called Drunk Shakespeare. Oh. 1 year, and so they have, you know, the basic plot of, you know, Romeo
and Juliet.
But
they're all steaming.
Drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're uni students, and they just put it on and go, you know,
like, excellent.
You'd
excellent
like that,
plan.
Kath, yeah.
I'd love it, yeah.
Yeah. Go on, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say, in the nice way, you had the balance right in that regard, whereas me and my friend came to see you. The guy that you had who covered for Al Murray, I'd never seen before. He was brilliant, and yeah. I would go see him at his show easily.
Robin Morgan was his name.
Yeah, he was really good.
Was it? Was Robin? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. He was brilliant. He was really good. We had. Why can't I remember her name? Janie Godley. Thank you, Janie Godley. Yeah. Who is Janie Godley? Right. For those who don't know. She did a. She, you would have seen a picture of her recently, because when Trump came to Scotland, she was the woman that was stood there with a sign that said, "Trump is a crumb."
It was all over Twitter, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and that was her. And she's absolutely brilliant. I love her. She's been very kind to me on Twitter, actually. Glenn, listen, it was nice to meet you, mate. Thank you so much for
pleasure.
Coming. Cheers,
thank
my dears.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. 0844. 499-1000. Who did a sharp intake of breath there, as if
me.
To speak? Yes?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I tell you what, they went back. When we come back from these adverts, we're going to play the Lindsay Lohan song, How's About Them Apples? Here we go.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Is actual genuine genius. That's the DC DJ. That's Dan who mixed that. And the thing is, I don't think Nigel's heard it. This is the thing, right? So that's Nigel from Maidstone. And I don't think he said that. I get the feeling, Kath, he doesn't actually listen to the radio
no,
show.
No, I don't think
so. He doesn't listen to the other end of the conversation when he calls up the radio show. But I just click my back. Oh, hang on a minute. Because I said, because I slept in the car last night. I did genuinely. We drove from Talk Radio, which is in South London, up to Luton. You live kind of near there.
Yeah.
So you went home to your bed, and I parked in the long stay car park, which is 25 quid for the first day, and then 21 quid for every part of a 24 hours. That's nuts. I'm losing money on coming to Edinburgh.
I told you should have parked outside mine and taken the train like me.
And I got there about 2:30. I got there at 2:25, and I wanted to listen to the last 5 minutes of a documentary about Oasis on Six Music. And then I slept until 6:15. It was uncomfortable. I felt... Oh, wait, 444-991-1000 if you want to call in. Ray and Manny and Glenn will come to you in a minute. It was really uncomfortable. So I've had less than 4 hours sleep. And my back and my legs are killing me. I'm an old man. I can't live like this.
Of which more throughout the show.
Well, no. Now you say that as though I've been banging on all day. I think I've been very brave. No, I don't know what you're like.
Pride of Britain in the post, mate.
Yeah, we'll get Carol Vorderman on the case. I genuinely think I've been very brave about this.
Yeah.
I've had less than 4 hours sleep. No,
and he
no,
talks
no.
about it.
But why not? If I was a war hero... You'd let me talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a similar thing. I'm doing this for the ladies and gentlemen at home.
Yeah.
Less than 4 hours sleep, and I'm not going to include the 3 hours nap I had this afternoon. Less than 4 hours sleep since the last broadcast, and I've done a hit show at the Premier Arts Festival in Europe, and now I'm broadcasting again. This is unprecedented.
You should definitely get an OBE or something. How does that get worked out?
Oh, you're just taking the mick, mate.
I'm a bit.
Well, that's inappropriate, mate, right? Manny!
Bip, bip, bip.
Bip, 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 Manny! Bip, bip, bip! How you doing, man?
Welcome back, Kat.
Hello, thank you very much.
Hello. Hello.
Did you have a good holiday?
Oh. Yeah, I had a lovely holiday. It was great. No,
that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Thanks very much, Manny. Thanks for caring.
Anyway, Ian... Hello.
Oh, sorry, Manny. You want to talk to me now? Is it?
It would have been rude if didn't ask Kat how old he was.
Yeah, would have been ruder not to have spoken to me first. But never mind, Manny. I know that you are disabled, and so I can't have a go at you as much as I'd like to. But if you could see Manny, you'd be seeing this. What you got for us, boss?
I heard yesterday you're trying to lose some weight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to lose some weight.
Well, I started, it's been 13 days.
Yes.
And I've lost 6.5 pounds.
In 13 days?
Yes. And it's not bad, but...
Who's told you that?
I weighed myself, my wife told me.
She said, again, with respect, Manny, you can't see the scales. Your wife knows you've had a bad run of luck the last couple of years, so she's going, oh, yeah, no, that's right, Manny, you've lost another 2 pounds since this morning.
No, she's not like
that. How are you doing it?
I'm doing right. I do 10 minutes walking on the treadmill, 15 minutes running on the treadmill, 10 minutes walking on the treadmill.
And where do you do that walking? Is it on the treadmill?
On the treadmill, but not on a slow, on quite a fast...
So let me get this right. It's 10 minutes walking on...
Treadmill.
15 minutes running on the... What was it?
Treadmill.
Okay. And then you do 10 minutes walking on the...
Treadmill.
On the treadmill, okay. Yeah. I've seen a pattern emerge here.
Then 20 minutes on the rowing machine.
I haven't been to the gym for a long time, but I hate the rowing machines more than the cross trainer, more than the treadmill, more than the medicine ball. I hate the rowing machine.
I hate the rowing machine, but I'll put a bit of weight on. So anyway, I got a bit worried yesterday.
You got a bit.
My eldest daughter went to Thailand last night. God.
Oh, Flippinette, they've had all kinds of trouble, haven't they?
Yeah.
Is she anywhere near it?
She's texted her that she's okay. They're about an hour away from where that happened.
Yeah.
and then she texts that she's okay, got there safe and sound, and I was a bit worried last night. I said to Mummy, she goes, well, if it's gonna happen, it can happen anywhere, can't it? Yeah. Well, which is sort of right, isn't it?
It could happen in Birmingham, Manny. It could happen, yeah, you know, in Edinburgh. It's a worry, isn't it?
Hey, Ranjit was on last week, wasn't he?
Sorry?
Ranjit was on last week, wasn't he?
Ranjit was on last week, yes. Ranjit was on.
You know what happened the other night? You know, when I'm listening to your show, right?
Yes.
And my missus and Dave, I put the headphones in my ears. And that other chap phoned up from Birmingham, didn't he? Where you was playing your bits and bobs.
Nick or Nigel or something, yes.
Yeah. And then I kept bloody laughing, and she was asleep, and I was laughing, and you know, she goes to me, she goes, have you lost a beep, 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 beep? I said, no, I said, I'm listening to her, and she goes, what are you laughing at? I said, the other chap thinks that there's somebody really talking to him. He's doing it from the bloody computer.
I've got the beep, 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 beep. I've got that. And that's your, what was that an impression of?
Thing that I've got my teacup and it fills it up and it goes beep, yeah. beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, because he's blind. The cup tells him when it's full up.
That's handy. I thought you had to stick your finger in it.
No.
That's what the blind man said to you anyway.
I thought that's what the trick was. You put your finger over the lip of it and then when you...
With boiling water? You want him to scrub his fingers off as well as be blind? He needs his fingers to read.
It's like a little 2-inch device and it's got a little thing. You put it on top of the cup. When you fill it up, it's sort of, you know, it's about...
And what noise does it make?
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, there we go, you see. It's amazing. My friend bought me...
It's 10:50 p.m.
Well, it's wrong. It's 10:40 p.m.
No, it's fast. It's fast. I always have it 10 minutes fast.
My friend bought me a...
Leads off. Alarm on. Alarm hour 7. Alarm minute 0. Alarm AM. Alarm clock hour 10. Clock minute 51.
Oh, shut up. Hey. My friend has bought me a blind man's watch. It's beautiful. He got it because it's designed by like a famous artist, right? And it's a watch, and it has ball bearings on the minutes and the hours, so you can feel, oh, that ball bearing's there, and that one's there, so it must be 10:20. Or something.
But you don't need a watch now. You got your phone. The iPhone tells you what time it is.
How? But you can't see it.
Your bloody ass iPhone. That's silly. That's what I do.
Okay.
It calls for me and it does everything else for me except for.
Well, Manny, and it cuts you off now. Have you gone, Manny? Yeah, beautiful. That system's working like a treat. Glenn, Gatford, Ray. I think, Ray, you're next. Stay there. 0844-499-1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, this is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We are coming live, kind of, from Musselburgh, just outside Edinburgh. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number. We may be coming from Sophie's house, but you can still call us, dear listener. I'll talk to you in a bit, Sophie. There's a weird echo on the line, which when that goes, I want to find out what you'd normally be doing on a Friday night. Let's go to Ray. Hello, Ray.
Miley Cyhorn, Miley Cyhorn, she is a little girl.
Hello. Are you doing live auto-tuning on your voice?
Yeah, but it's a little trick I can do.
Ooh, I like your style.
Yep, well, there's not much I'm good at, but I can do it.
I remember, Ray, the first time I heard the auto-tuning used like that was on, was Cher, wasn't it? It was Cher,
yeah,
and Believe.
Was one that started it.
And I remember listening to that and thinking, whoa, flipping it, this is the future of pop music. This is half good, this.
And you were right.
I was proved
correct. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. But having heard the effects of the auto tune on my voice, which, as I was saying to Catherine earlier on, my voice is very passionate and has got a great timbre about it. But sometimes the notes, because I'm an artist, the notes aren't spot on. To have it auto tuned like that, that's just another tool in my arsenal.
Yeah, one thing you've got to look up on YouTube is the sound of a baby crying, but auto-tuned.
Oh.
That will freak you out.
How do they do... Oh, actually, I know how they do autotune. I saw someone doing it once, and the voice comes out like as notes, and you just knock it up or knock it down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you specify what key you want it in, major or minor, and just let it do its thing.
What was the thing where somebody... Oh, there we go, we're back in the room. Where somebody did a theme tune and they converted it from either major to minor or vice versa, and it completely changed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I can't remember what the song
was. Was it The X-Files or something? It was a really famous theme tune or a song, and they changed the from major to minor or vice versa, I don't know. And it became something completely different. I don't know what it was. 0844 499 1000. If yous know, guys. Anyway, Ray, what you got for us?
Back to the subject of karaoke. I was astounded what Alan said. They banned the song Star Trek, and probably because he does it too often. But yeah. I remember one karaoke jockey banned us from singing slow songs because everyone just wanted to do them all the time. He was like, no, come on, give us up tempo, give us happy. And so, you know, he stopped everyone singing slow numbers. Which
karaoke is karaoke jockey, Ray? Does that come from disc jockey or knob jockey?
I don't know. Well, from disc jockey, I guess.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, KJs, they're called.
KJs, right. Oh, blimey. Yeah. Well, if everybody wanted to do slow songs, that's kind of a miserable evening, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, it just used to bring him down. He's like, oh, God, and, you know, Ray's doing another suicidal song.
Oh, hang on. You know. So he didn't ban everybody, he banned Ray from doing it.
Well, you know, like he was to ask many people, please, can you choose something, you know, up-tempo? This is bringing me down, all this. You know, everyone doing Mariah.
What were you doing then?
And, you know, Westlife and all that.
Flipping it. Karaoke is weird. I find it weird that it's still, you'll still drive past like a manky old pub and it will say karaoke every Thursday. Because I remember when it was kind of big, sort of in the early 90s.
Yes.
Late 80s, early 90s. But it served its purpose, didn't it? We don't still need karaoke.
Well, you know, there are devotees, you know. In our area, we have one once a month. But I used to go to them weekly, to be honest.
We used to go when I was like 16. There was a boozer down the Bath Road that we used to go to at 16. On a school night, get steaming drunk and then rock up to school the next day. And also, where we've been in Edinburgh today, where I was doing the show at 2:40, I was literally a stone's throw from a venue whose name escapes me, where me and my friend Spencer were a little bit tipsy one night. Let's say tipsy, because it's easier. And we sang the Everly Brothers, and I think All I Have to Do is Dream, right?
Yeah.
And we were spot on, right? With the two-part harmonies, it just clicked, and we were the stars. And then about an hour later, well, immediately after that, we went, oh, that was brilliant. Let's put our name down for another song.
Yeah.
And, of course, with karaoke, you don't get called up for another hour. And
That's
at that
right.
point, we were absolutely hanging. We were... we were gone. And we'd chosen Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Oh, dear.
And me and Spencer tried... We were so drunk, we somehow thought we could do all of the five-part harmonies...
Yeah.
...from the Beach Boys songs. It was awful. I mean, it was a
proper... Interesting.
It was... Well, I don't even think it was that. It was a proper car crash. Go on, Sophie.
So I used to work at HMV, as did you.
Oh, yeah, it was HMV, yeah. Yes, yes.
And we had...
Which one? Not the one in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good store.
And I used to work in another one just outside of Edinburgh, and that closed down. And on our leaving night, we had, like, a leaving night at Supercube, which is a karaoke club, but it's got, like, loads of little rooms you rent out.
That's how they do it in Japan, yeah.
And it was when HMV went into administration, and everyone was kind of like, very, you know... depressed about it, and it was just funny, like waving goodbye to these people, and just everyone like crying, like karaoke, like singing. It was very
odd. And did HMV pay for it?
I think they did. I think
That's
we
brilliant.
Had like a fund.
Some people didn't get their gift vouchers honoured because Sophie.
You're having a knees up. Yeah.
Sophie was getting drunk, singing "Can't Live If Living Is Without You." I was going to ask you, Sophie, right, this is genuinely,
okay.
Thank you so much for asking us to come here, because this is lovely and you're lovely and, you know, you have an open invitation to come to our studio anytime you're in London. What would you normally be doing on a Friday night? Having it large?
I mean, listening to you.
No, come on. You're a young lady. You must be out doing all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the occasional. Edinburgh's very expensive.
Is it?
But yeah, like ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
So before you go out anyway, people would, like, you know, have drinks at a flat till midnight and then go out.
Wow.
So yeah, no, genuinely, I do listen to you quite a lot. Is that sad? But
well, no, it's not, excellent idea.
It's not sad, Sophie. It's not sad. It's a brilliant thing to do. You're absolutely right.
Where is that? I'm
wondering if it was sad, Kath.
Wow, that rude. Hurts. When we're sitting right here,
Ray. Did we get to the meat and two veg of your phone call?
Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
He's gone.
Glenn's in. Glenn, it says here on my screen that we have here that you're in Johannesburg.
Yes, I am, Ian. Hip, 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 Ian, Catherine, Sophie, how are you?
Hip, hello. This is brilliant, this is great, right? So, Ed is in London, streaming us live from Edinburgh, and we're talking to Glenn on the phone from Johannesburg, and there's only, like, half a second delay. We are living in the... And people are watching us all around the world, literally all around the world on Periscope. We're living the dream. We're living... When talk radio goes bust, which eventually will happen, or it gets driven into the ground, who needs a radio station? We've got computers, we've got phones. Oh, no, we need the radio station to transmit it, don't we?
We do a bit,
yes, we do. In that case, let's hope long may it go. Good luck, and thank you, Mr. Murdoch. Glenn, what have you got for us?
Oh, I just thought I'd ring in. It seems like end of term for you guys. You're away on holiday in Scotland, and
yeah.
I'm expecting you to get the games out and have a play, and...
Yeah,
I just thought I'd ring up. I saw the Great British Cycling Team and I saw this Callan Skinner, and I thought, Scotland, Sophie, he must be there now. Because I only listen on podcasts, I can't ring in normally.
Well, how far behind are you on the podcast? Where are you up to?
I was listening to conversation that you had with the Flat Earthers, so I'm probably about four
quite
behind.
A bit behind. Yeah, that was quite a bit
behind. Well, it is now that we've proved that the Flat Earth exists, so it is a little bit behind. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, well, we were going to have a Flat Earther. We were going to have a Flat Earther on yesterday, but he bottled it at the last minute, which was a little bit disappointing. And now they're all kind of hassling me on Twitter. It's very weird. Some of these... My mate Scott is convinced that none of them believe it and they're doing it just for a laugh. And I think that actually quite a lot of them are like that, that they are doing it for just a laugh. But there are some of them who I really think genuinely believe, despite all of the evidence, that the Earth is actually flat. Some of them think it's a circular disc and that the moon and the sun are circular discs, but they're flat.
Flipping it.
That is nuts,
which
man.
It is. The Earth is flat. No, I'm joking. I just wanted to see your face.
Go on, Glenn.
I don't really want to be drawn into that, but you know about this, what is it, 3/4 of a second where your brain just makes up the environment around you. It doesn't actually see where it is. So,
yeah.
So there's lots of bits and pieces. But I think the important bit, so with Rupert taking over, this is probably his most expensive phone call he's ever had, because I've been on hold for 25 minutes.
So
that's a good thing. And today, because of your time travelling, I watched 41 on YouTube. Which is
you watch what?
41 is the one where the guy gets into the past through a hatch in his toilet. Have you never watched it?
Oh, yeah. No, is that the one where... Is that the one where it's the hatch in the hotel room?
That's right. And there's loads of him running around this one town in Australia. I mean, really, they all look alike. What can you do?
I like that film. I watched that film at work, Kath, when I should have been prepping the show one night. And I got my mate Lino to watch that. I was going, I've got to watch this, it's brilliant. And he got back, he was really angry.
He was
furious. He said it was absolutely awful. I loved it. I thought it was, the acting was a little bit hammy, but I thought it was a good idea.
But the thing is that you can't do big budget movies on such subjects. You know, they're into... They're into, what, the Suicide Squad and things like that, so...
Now, what is this Suicide Squad? I don't know what... I've seen the posters for this Suicide Squad, and but what is it?
It's the alternative universe, according to... what is it? You've got Marvel on one side...
Is it DC?
Comics on the other side. So it's just a license to print money and make toys and just cash in. The stories are fundamentally good against evil or evil against good, and you know it's just trash basically. But they're making a lot of money out of it.
Glenn, and that's the way it goes. Glenn, I've got to go on. I've got to move on because we're going to come up to the top of the hour. We've done an hour. Two more to go, I'm afraid. So don't you can't relax too easy. Gatford.
Yes.
Sorry, mate. You can either talk in 30 seconds.
Uh huh.
Or you can come back next week. I'm joking. Would you like to tease the listener, Gatford, with in three words describe what you're going to be talking about so that they're tempted, they want to come back after the news, they don't go and watch Big Brother or the Olympics or any of that rubbish. In three words, what are you going to be talking about?
Shoes, traditions and perverts.
That's four.
Shoes, traditions, perverts.
Talk radio.
So this is actually happening, dear listener. We are coming live from Edinburgh. If you want to give us a call, 0844 499 1000. We call you back, 0844 499 1000. If you want to watch on Periscope, it's periscope.tv/Ian Lee. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yesterday was kind of like the 4th of July. The way your face lit up the entire sky. Had to look away because it hurt my eyes. The way you hit me was a big surprise. Yesterday I really didn't know what to say. I wasn't making any sense, but I felt okay. Ask you if it was my birthday. This kind of thing don't happen every day. Child, a little curious, a little wild. Live in the moment and you'll never go out of style. You know it's really been a while. Hey, 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 hey. I didn't think an angel get in my way. Hey. Let me tell you, yeah. Excuse me, won't you step aside? Hey, hey, hey. I don't got a room for you in my hand. I don't got the patience to love again. Get in my way. I don't got the guts to keep you as a friend.
I didn't burp, Catherine.
I thought I heard a burp in my ear.
No.
And they've been coming from you all day, so...
I was clearing my throat so that the broadcaster wouldn't hear my slightly clarty voice. I've been eating McVitie's Digestive Nibbles.
And delicious they are too.
They're fantastic. And it's just made me go a little bit clarty. So that was Imani Coppola. We're going to put out the Imani Coppola interview as a special podcast, which I've kind of top and tailed it with my recommendations of what albums and what songs you should go and listen to.
Yeah, you do go on quite a bit in it.
I think because I think she's brilliant. I think she's a genius. And I'm going to write an article for a magazine about her, and I'm going to get her over here to the UK to play some concerts. You see if I don't. I'm going to get her playing at the Jazz Cafe. Mm. You see if I don't. Oh, hey, so Stephen Page is doing his, I'm not going to say gig, but he's going to rock up. Do you know, can you find his Twitter feed, at Stephen Page, and it's Stephen with a V, and let's find out where it is he's doing it. He's doing it tomorrow in London.
Regent's Park, Park Square West.
Here you go. He's going to be at Regent's Park, Park Square West, tomorrow at 1 p.m. with a guitar. And I saw a really nice tweet that someone sent him that he replied to. Any idea of expected crowd size tomorrow? Want to bring my 4-year-old son. He's a big fan. And Stephen replied, no idea how many, but please bring kids. We'll make it fun no matter what. That sounds brilliant. And that's why I love him, right?
Yeah.
You know, because some people always get a bit sniffy about kids. And you know, people, you get sniffy with me. We get 10-year-olds phoning the show up and they think it is, you know, beneath us and demean. No, man. Kids is what it's all about. And in fact, he's inviting 4-year-old kids. If I was around and if my boys were around, we would be there. I'm hoping someone kind of does a sneaky little film of it tomorrow.
Yeah, can someone periscope it or something?
Guys, can you periscope Stephen Page or film it? And if you go, here's the thing. If you go because you heard him on the show, then... Wait, what was that?
Sneeze.
Well, the thing is, by taking that off, you're making a load of noise.
Sorry, but I was going to sneeze right into the microphone. It's really close to my mouth.
Yeah, it's a microphone, Catherine.
All right, well, next time I'll just blast it in the mic.
That's not a microphone. If you go and see Stephen Page because you heard him on this show, then could you just go and say, oh, Stephen, I heard you on Ian's show, because I want him to like me. Gatford! Gatford, before the break, teased us, dear listener, with the three words of what he was going to be talking about. Those words were Chinese, prostitution, and a sore.
Well, that's that four, as you kindly pointed out at me.
Okay, well, let's start with the Chinese, Gatford. What are you going to say about
it? Was the first one with shoes, and what I wanted to know was, being on your sort of studio tradition, which is a hint towards the second one, have you taken your watch and your shoes off as you do in the studio?
Always. Showing the periscopers, there are no shoes on. I've got new shoes as well. Yeah, no shoes. It's a weird thing, right? Where it's the same when I go and do voiceovers or anything. If I'm sat with headphones and a microphone, I have to kind of, you know, if I'm watching a Disney movie, you know what I do then. But I have to take the shoes off and the watch comes off, and that's how that works. What's it got to do with you anyway?
Well, no, I'm just checking, because, you know, it's part of the office, you know, the office tradition is, you know, close the blinds and turn the lights down, and we get used to it. We get sucked into these things.
Well, Sophie is very kind. You've got candles lit for us. You've created an ambiance. I'd love to have candles in the studio, but I bet there'll be like a smoke alarm or something, won't there?
Yeah, well, they'll get charged.
Health and safety. Do you know, one of the biggest killers in this country is tea lights. Tea lights melting. Yeah, tea lights. Not you're safe because you've got yours in glasses and little jars. But tea lights on like a table or on a plastic
surface.
On the
top of your telly.
The top of the telly. They melt and they burn everything and then you die.
Why would you put lights on top of the telly?
I don't know.
Romance,
mate.
Gatford.
Yeah, suppose you're watching like a romantic film like Made in Manhattan or Debbie Does Dallas. You want to create... You want to create a romantic ambiance so that you and your lady friend can have intercourse.
In that spirit, I'd like to formally invite yourself and Catherine to Chez Gatford.
What, to have intercourse?
No.
Forget it then.
John Cash, you're being funny.
If you try to do like an outside broadcast, you know, you're more than welcome to.
Well, here's the thing, right? And thank you for that. But
yeah,
we're talking about doing a tour, a week of tour,
do
week
you
of shows.
A week? Not like every Friday we could
no,
go
five,
out.
No, five shows, right? And here's my plan: is you go on Monday, you do a show at someone's house, you stay there Monday night. You then go Tuesday, you go straight to the second house. But all of the houses that have been suggested are about 20 minutes from where I live.
There's no fun in that.
There's no fun in that.
Well, there is the problem where I've only really got the one bed and the sofa.
Oh, that old
chestnut. I don't mind if you want to sleep on the sofa. That's very generous of you. But we had Marlow, which is just down the road from me. We got Gatford, which is just down the road from me.
Well, I'm sorry I don't live in a more international venue for you. I'm very, very apologetic.
No need to be racist, mate. I'm just saying. I'm expecting. I was hoping to put someone in Newcastle or Glasgow, or we can get Talk to pay for this, can't we? Bum.
Yeah.
Gatford, I will put you on the list of possibles.
Okay, and lastly, Periscope appears to be full of perverts this evening, which was the third point.
Perverts?
None of these people on the Periscope had ever seen a lady before.
Or a handsome man who, despite being 43, looks about 10 years younger. Why are they doing
that? I was told by someone on the phone this week that I sound late 20s.
What, you mean like the 1920s?
Were they trying to sell you something?
You've dubbed out of my estimation, Kath. Crikey.
Thanks for your call, Gatford! Bye-bye.
He's hurt.
Yeah, well, he is hurt. 0844-499-1000. This is Talk Radio. John and George, come to you after this.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We are broadcasting from just outside Edinburgh. Catherine is here with me. Good evening, Catherine.
Word.
That was childish. Sophie is here. Good evening, Sophie.
Hello there.
We are live from your house. Thank you so much for... the reason that we're here, or the way that this came about, it was a little bit awkward and a bit embarrassing. You phoned up. We thought you were called Sarah.
Yep.
We're kind of over that now, though. You'll always be Sarah to me. And you told us you were in Edinburgh. That was a lie. Well, it was a lie, wasn't it?
I generally say to people I live in Edinburgh.
It was £20 and a cab to get here. We'll be invoicing you later. And I was like, oh, well, we're going to be doing the show from Edinburgh one night. Do you know anywhere that's got good cabled broadband? And you're going, no, I don't. And I was going, what I was kind of saying was, can we come to your house and do the show? Did we bully you into this at all?
No, I just didn't ever think that it would happen.
Dreams can come true. Dreams
your parents think it's a fake as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's really happened.
Are they watching us?
Yeah, they should be, yeah, in Greece.
Hello, parents in Greece. Look, we've got 950 people watching
us.
If you want to join the Periscope Revolution, guys, go to periscope.tv/Ian Lee and you can see inside Sophie's flat and see exactly what goes on. We'll get over 1,000 tonight. That'll be weird. George, Mike, Hannah, stay there. John's on the line. Evening, John.
Is that the drop-in centre?
Yes, it is. This is the drop-in centre for the lost and lonely. By the way, I think the article that Miranda Sawyer has written, I think it's about late-night radio, but I might be wrong, is good. I think it's going to be in this Sunday's Observer. And
isn't there a big pull-out poster of you and Caddick?
Yes,
in
there
an
is.
Embrace.
Yes, there is. I tell you, the coolest... Here we go. If you want a phone-in topic, guys, pull-out posters. The coolest pull-out poster I ever had, right, was from the TV Times. I don't know how we got it, because we didn't used to get the TV Times, so someone must have given the poster to me. And it was a picture, a double spread, of Bill Bixby morphing into the Incredible Hulk. Now, morphing, as we know it today, it wasn't quite like that, but it was a little... bit of Bill Bixby, and it gradually, as it went from left to right, he became greener and greener and turned into the Incredible Hulk.
I remember that image very vividly. Why was that so exciting? That is the question.
What do you mean, why was it so exciting, John? Because it was a man who'd been infected with gamma radiation getting angry when he'd warned us that we wouldn't like him when he was angry.
Well, I did like him when he was angry.
Yeah, it's true, actually. That's misleading. I saw there's a really interesting documentary on YouTube about the history of the Incredible Hulk TV series, and the guy that made it didn't want him to be called Incredible,
and he didn't want him to be green.
Yeah, he wanted him. What colour did he want him to be? Red or red. Something?
He wanted him to be red because he said that was the colour of anger.
Yeah, and Stan Lee told him to jog on.
And he said he did want it to be called Bruce Banner because he thought that was a silly name.
And isn't he called David Banner?
Yeah, so he got his way at that stage, yeah.
My boys, for some reason, and I've never seen a Hulk movie or cartoon, but whenever they see a picture of Hulk, they go, oh, look, it's Hulk Smash. I'm going, he's not called Hulk Smash. What are you saying that for? They say, yeah, it's his name. I said, no, his name is the Incredible Hulk. But they refuse to do it.
You can come to Hove, by the way, if you want.
Now, see, Hove, that's a distance away. Now we're getting a little bit of a tour going.
If you want to go to Hove, I mean, we've got, you know, it's a very nice flat there. You'll get biscuits. It'll be great.
Has it got really good Wi-Fi?
Yes, it has, because that's we do our podcast from there.
Because we need to plug, I'm showing to the Periscopers, we need to plug this bad boy into the internet, the Comrex
yeah,
system.
I mean, my friend Andy's got all this stuff there, and yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Hang on, who's this Andy fella? I'm suspicious.
Friend of mine. We're good mates.
Just two guys hanging out, recording each other.
We record a podcast there. It's very funny, and you should come along.
We need to talk about this. This is one of those things where I'm thinking it's a good idea, saying it on the radio, when push comes to shove.
Do you know what I'd really like to do?
Yes, sir.
Let's get a big map, stick it on the wall and put some pins in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then some string in between, yeah. And we'll work out a pattern.
That'd be good, and we'll find out who the murderer is that way.
Well,
what's the podcast, John? Why don't you give it a cheeky little plug?
Oh, thank you. It's called the Dredgeland Podcast Spectacular, and it's on iTunes now, and it's us talking rubbish for half an hour. It's very influenced by you.
Oh, hang on a minute. What's it called again?
Dredgeland. It's called,
right,
yeah.
Okay, well, I will be listening to that, John, and I'll be listening to that in the office of my legal team, and we will be discovering if it's influenced or if it... Ed Sheeran's getting done, isn't he? By
the gays.
No.
Marvin Gaye's.
No, it's not, Catherine. That was a cheap joke, and it's factually incorrect. It's by the co-writer of a Marvin Gaye song. It's not the gays. And I know what you're doing there, trying to be... Because you've been in Edinburgh, you're trying to be edgy and political and satirical.
Do you want to see a musical about a dog?
No. Yeah, I would love to, actually. Sorry. I genuinely didn't see who did that. It was brilliant.
I've stretched it out now. It's a bit better.
So, you put me off my stroke. Not for the first time. What was I saying? The gays. Oh, so Ed Sheeran's being done by the guy that co-wrote a song with...
Let's Get It On.
In a minute, Kath, I'm doing the show.
No, that's the song that he's accused of ripping off.
And they played a snatch of both on the radio. And I was in the car with my mate Scott, and Scott went, nah, nothing like it. And I said,
it is.
There's a similar vibe. And didn't the gays sue, was it Pharrell Williams? Mm-hmm. It wasn't for Happy, was it?
No, it was that, the Bloodlines.
Yeah, Bloodlines. You know you wanna...
Because, but they don't sound the same. They just sued him because it's got a similar vibe.
I think it sounds very similar.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Where do you draw the line, though? As in music you've been influenced by growing up.
Yeah.
Kind of seeps into your mind, and then...
The thing is, I think Ed Sheeran scored a bit of an own goal, because there's footage of him singing it in a concert and starting out with his song and then going into Let's Get It On.
When, of course, George Harrison got sued for My Sweet Lord, which Phil Spector said was a rip-off of The Chiffons' She's So Fine. That was the weirdest one.
Here's an interesting question. You know that Stephen Page guy? He played a song that all it was old Beatles lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, what about the copyright there, you know?
Well, the thing with the copyright, and Frank Sidebottom explained this to me, is that you can have seven notes. If you have eight notes, that's copyright infringement. You can have seven notes. So he wrote a Star Wars song that was... I can't remember what the Star Wars theme is. I always get it confused with...
Is that in it?
No, that's Buck Rogers.
I don't recognise that.
Hang on, John, what was that?
That's Star Trek.
She was singing Superman, now, and then there was Star Trek.
I always get Superman many. Confused with Star Wars. So Frank Sidebottom,
composer.
Frank Sidebottom wrote a song that went da 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 da, and it went all over the place
because it's seven
exactly. But George Harrison, She's So Fine, The Chiffons, and Phil Spector sued. But Phil Spector produced the George Harrison track, My Sweet Lord, and he also re-recorded She's So Fine so that it sounded more like My Sweet Lord. Love a bit of Phil Spector, apart from when he shot that woman. John!
Yes?
Did we get to... I did love a bit of Phil Spector until then. And
apart from the violence and the psychopathy.
Apart from the murder.
Hold on a sec.
Yes.
You could say that Brian Wilson completely stole Phil Spector's production. You know, it's just strange, isn't it? The whole idea.
We should start a case against him.
Against Brian.
Everybody stole everybody's ideas, you know, and it's
absolutely right.
It's a weird thing, you know, and the Beatles stole all of the kind of the Motown ideas from their early records, and it's just.
The evolution of music, isn't
it? It's the evolution of music. What you gonna do about it, John? I'm gonna sue you for $1 million, John, and then we're gonna sue your ass. These things happen. Anything else?
Sorry to hear that. I might go and see Stephen Page tomorrow.
Oh, I myself am deeply, deeply envious.
Yeah, I've never heard of him until your show, and it was. I just thought that was such a great show, actually. And so, yeah, I'm gonna go and have a look.
The thing about, right, I genuinely, the Bare Naked Ladies are in my top three or four bands, right? So they're hovering around three or four after the Beach Boys and the Monkees. And they are perceived as a joke band, but, and because they did, you know, they did a couple of comedy songs in $1 Million, but I think is a joke song that stands the test of time. But they also did, like, brilliant, brilliant pop songs. And then Stephen Page's solo stuff, I just think he's brilliant and, if you go, let's, you know, take some pictures. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, will do.
Nice one, John. Speak to you later.
See you, man.
Tutty bye. 0844-499-1000. George!
Hello.
Hello, George. How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm tired, man. After less than 4 hours sleep in a car and traipsing around Edinburgh, I'm tired. But I'm good, thank you, boss. What you got?
I was thinking, like, I know it's talk radio, so I think, like, today I had a massive DIY disaster.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
I was thinking, like, what was the first disaster, like, your biggest DIY disaster you've ever had?
I don't do it. I'll tell you, the biggest DIY disaster I had was when I bought my first flat and I decided to decorate the spare room myself. And I was steaming drunk, and 3 months after I'd started, it still wasn't done and was just getting worse and worse and worse. So from that moment on, I then paid some decorators to come in, and they came and they went, bloody hell, what's going on here? I said, oh, we've just moved in, and it's been like this. We're going to get this room sorted straight away. And ever since then, George, I have decided I will never do DIY myself. And my dad would be spinning in his grave because he would do everything. I'm never going to do DIY myself. I will always wait until I can afford to pay a man to come and do it.
Ian, today I had the worst thing ever.
Go on.
Okay, so we had a bit of a leak coming from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And we are at the top floor of a block of flats. Not a big block, just a small block. So I went into the attic and saw there was a pipe leak.
There was a what?
A pipe leaking in the attic.
A python?
I thought you said python.
No, not a python. A pipe with a P.
Yeah.
A pipe. So I went up and I started to mess about with the pipe. And as soon as I put my foot down on the floor below it, it fell through and my foot went through the ceiling.
That's
a Frank Spencer.
To the flat below you?
Well, no, into my flat. We're on the top floor.
Okay, so, well, that's not...
And
that's
good. As that happened, my girlfriend was below cooking a cod that I had just caught earlier today.
Was this in the 1900s? What are you caught?
I know it sounds mental. I fly fish, and I know it's mental. But, so today, basically, I crashed through my ceiling.
Yeah.
And
I fell on top of my girlfriend. Can you hear me?
You actually, yeah, no, we're all just amazed by this ridiculous story. You actually fell through the ceiling?
Yes.
And landed on your girlfriend?
Well, near her. Like, unfortunately, the ceiling was quite low, so it didn't actually hurt, but now we have about, have about 1,200 quid's worth of repairs to do.
Come on, man, that is brilliant.
That's gotta hurt.
This is the thing. This is the thing, George. Right? Whatever we, it's out. How old are you, George? What, 38 or something?
I'm just turned 30.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit out there. Gosh, it's the accent. You see it through me. Our generation don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. And I bet your dad or your granddad was could do anything. Could put paper up. Could paint, decorate. Yeah. Could put, probably my dad could install a window if needed to. In fact, my dad knocked down the wall at the back of our house and put in patio doors. Did it himself. Him and his mate Bernard.
Yeah.
And our generation, my generation and then yours, we don't know nothing about doing DIY.
You see, like, I always think that I'm very good with DIY. I know how to do coving, I know how to do all this kind of stuff.
Mate, but when it comes you to fell through a roof!
Yeah, that was a mistake.
So apart from falling through a roof and causing 1,200 quid's worth of damage, you're quite good at DIY, is that right?
Well, when it comes to stuff that I don't have to stand on, yes.
So who's going to come and do the roof? The ceiling?
Oh, well, a friend of mine is a handyman, in inverted commas, so he said he'd come over and do it for free as long as I bought him a few pints. Good on him.
Flipping it. You got lucky there, man. You got lucky there. There's always the danger, though, when you get friends to do stuff around the house, that if they do a rubbish job, or even more common, they only do half the job. I'll be back to finish it at the end of the week, and then they never come back. You can be screwed.
Yeah, I might not get my deposit back.
There you go, you see. George, listen, thank you very much for that. I'm indicating to George off, but Ed's not here, so I'm just waving an arm around. I've got no control of my arm. 0844 499 1000. Mike Hanna, stay there. Come to you after this.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Thank you very much indeed. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So, Sophie, you were telling us about there is a spoof of Lost.
Yeah, called Wrecked.
Yes.
Wrecked.
No, hang on. What is it? Yes.
Yeah, no, Wrecked. That is what it's called. It's just started in America about 2 months ago, I think. So it's a spoof of Lost. I'm not sure how they're going to drag it out for more than a series, because it would just get kind of, I don't know, a bit monotonous after a while.
Lost was the greatest disappointment of my life.
No, it wasn't. It was the best series of
all. Shut up, man. It was brilliant until the last 20 minutes when they just urinated all over the last 6 years of my life.
Listeners, it's about the story, not the end.
No, it's not. You're falling for Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse's nonsense. No, it's not. It's about the end. And the fact that they said it wasn't purgatory, but they were in purgatory at some point, and that they didn't answer who had shot from one boat to the other.
I know. I really want to know the answer to that.
Well, I know the answer to that.
Oh.
But I'm not going to tell you, because it's about the journey, not the end. The answer is explained in the booklet of the season 6 DVDs.
Oh.
But I'm not going to explain it to you, because it's about the journey, not the end.
Anyway, on this show, the joke they make is what was just kind of referred in that last call, because everyone who gets stuck on this island, you know, they all go, oh, so who can we get to, you know, make us a house, or, you know, how can we get off? We need someone to craft a raft. And they're all like PR people or a yoga instructor or, you know, like the people with useless jobs who, like, if you were, like, wrecked on an island, there's, like, a life coach. Like, what are you going to do with a life coach?
I just have to make a technical note. Ed, I've got to turn the things back up again because I can't hear nothing with them down, I'm afraid. Sorry, dude. So there's going to be a little bit of distortion, but otherwise I can't hear nothing. 0844 499 1000. If it sounds a little bit tinny and a little bit different, oh, look, it's Nigel Farage's moustache.
Yeah, that's what's known as a sturdy that he's got going on there.
A sturdy?
That's the, yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's, you know, it's not a fancy handlebar or one of those waxed ones. It's like a 1980s dad tash.
It's Kevin Webster, isn't it? Kevin Webster moustache. It's weird that he's done that. Strange.
He's experimenting with a new look.
Yeah, I suppose so. 0844 499 1000. We're coming live from Sophie's flat, just outside of Edinburgh. So if you're watching on Periscope, we're nearly up to 1,000 people. Periscope. We're up to 998. Blimey, we're going to make 1,000. If you want to go and watch us, periscope.tv/Ian Lee. It's even more unstructured than usual, I'm afraid, today. Well, I'm not afraid. It's just the way it goes. I'm kind of tempted to try straight to air after midnight, but I've got literally no idea how it's going to work.
You just have to call numbers out.
Hello? Ed will just have to whack them through, but we won't know if there are calls there or not. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Mike first. Hello, Mike.
It's no coincidence you've just ticked over 1,000 viewers the moment you said Mike is coming on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look, that was what that little blip was, I think. Yeah, we've gone over 1,000 because Mike's in the house. We timed it right. It's like a band, it's like The Who refusing to go on at the Isle of Wight until the sun starts to set, because they can, they know that that's when it's going to look good. We've saved you, Mike, for 11:35 and 35 seconds, and we've tipped over 1,000 viewers. We made over 1,000 before, right? And I thought, oh yeah, that's brilliant. And then I saw there were some people that get like 15,000 viewers. So,
Stan Collymore does well off it.
Who does?
Stan Collymore.
Does he?
He does. I have not watched them. I'm not loyal to you, Ian. I don't watch any of the Periscopes.
Thank you, Michael, and I appreciate your loyalty, although that's a little bit weird.
It's not true either. Sorry.
Oh. I haven't watched Periscope for ages. I don't really dip in as much. Are you a fan of the Periscope, Sophie?
No, I haven't wandered around and looked at different channels.
There's sometimes it's nice to, but most of them are quite boring. Most of them are quite dull, it has to be said. Some of them are quite good, but you never know. Anyway, Mike, what you got for us?
Well, you were about karaoke. No, in fact, first of all, I'm so jealous of you. I saw Paul Daniels at Edinburgh about 12 years ago. He was a fantastic entertainer. Him and the lovely Debbie McGee. He was brilliant.
Paul Daniels was brilliant. And the people, you know, Paul Daniels became a bit of a joke towards the end of his life, which is a shame, because when I was a kid, he owned Saturday Nights. Saturday Night
Same
TV. It was Paul Daniels.
Same for me, but I saw him in a tiny little venue with about 30, 40 people there. I was talking about the girl I was going at the time. And some of the things he was doing, and that's when he was, he'd have been in his mid to late 60s. Possibly, yeah, he would have been then. But the dexterity of his fingers and little simple tricks, like he was flicking.
That's why Debbie McGee loved him so much. Because he would be doing magic tricks all the time. What did you think I meant?
Hello? Love goes deeper than simple bank balances. But now, the other thing, you're about karaoke bars. I have a horrible story about a karaoke bar, which I think you might have touched upon before.
Yeah.
It was about 7 years ago. Me and a few friends were in Bangkok the first day we arrived, and we were very exhilarated on booze and heat and jet lag. So we said to a tuk-tuk driver, take us to a karaoke bar. Yeah. And he was taking us all around Bangkok and doing wheelies, and we were hanging off the side and screaming, and it was like the best fun ever. And then the karaoke bar he took us was in an abattoir.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Your actual abattoir?
It was in an actual... When we walked through an abattoir, you can imagine, we suddenly went from being very... feeling very exuberant to a little bit deflated. And then the karaoke bar itself, which was through the abattoir, was just a white-tiled room with a projector. And even the seats, were just, like, tiled chairs that came out from the floor, and we spent the next hour buying the tuk-tuk driver drink after every demand to everything he wanted. We gave him, and then we just went back to the hotel in complete silence.
There's a real when we went to India, right, we went out of season just when it was starting to get really hot, and what it meant was we got it cheap. And we had the tour guide to ourselves. So normally there'd be like a big group of people, you know. But it was just me and my wife. It was our honeymoon. It was just me and my wife. And so we had to endure all of the that rubbish where I'm gonna take you to the greatest onyx factory and manufacturers in the whole of India. And we're like, all right. Which is run by my cousin, and you go and see some crappy onyx, and then at the end they try and sell you some stuff. You know, no. Right, okay, I'm now going to take you to the greatest gem dealership in all of India. And I said, mate, I'm going to be honest with you. We ain't buying nothing. I'm going to take you to the world's most famous rug. I said, honestly, dude, we are not, I promise you, we're not buying onyx, jewels, rugs, we're buying nothing. We just want to go and see the sights and then go back to our hotel. So we had all that. And then he took us, I can't remember where it was. It was the Golden, somewhere in the Golden Triangle. And he took us to this temple, right? This temple was massive, absolutely massive. And he was really rushing us around, the tour guide. It was just me and my wife. He knew that it wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to make a lot of money out of us. And he's rushing us around. He said, right, well, that's it. We've seen it all now. It's time to go. I'm going to go back to the hotel and you go on to the next stage of your journey. And I said, okay, yeah, we'll go back. Before we go back, what's that through there? And he went, oh, no, that's nothing. I said, no, but what? But I can see a load of people going that way. Why are they going that way? Oh, no, it's not. I said, well, I'm just going to go and have a little look. He said, oh, it's only the world's biggest gate. And it was. It was the world's biggest gate, right? Imagine this, Mike. The biggest. Imagine a big gate. This was like a million times bigger than that. He wasn't going to show us the world's biggest gate.
I'm and then afterwards.
And afterwards, we got.
Sorry, carry on.
No, well, what are you going to say?
I've seen the world's smallest window.
Where's that?
Hull.
In Hull?
We missed that. Yeah. You would.
Hull has got the world's smallest window.
On a really weird street called, the First Pass Jerusalem, or Ye Olde Star. What's it called? It's got a really weird name. I can Google it. Hold on.
Well, but the world's smallest... But it won't be the world's smallest... Was it in a house?
Maybe it's the world's thinnest window, then.
Here we go. You're ready. His story is changing. I've seen the world's biggest gate, Mike.
It's not as good as the world's smallest window.
Well, you've not seen the world's smallest window. You've seen the world's thinnest window. You think.
Can I just check? What street's it on?
It's all fantasies and lies with Mike, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Are you showing off because we're at Sophie's? Is that what it is?
I'm just not like a big man. I'm just trying to build it up so when I inevitably get into inviting you into my house, I just wanted to feel like a big man. But I'm pretty certain it's
I bet you haven't even got a house. Everything you've told us tonight has been a pack of lies.
I'm going to Hull in a couple of weeks. I don't live there anymore. I'll take a picture of it if my camera is good enough to take a picture of something.
Hang on a second. Right, Mike, hang on a second. Ed, who's in London. Ed.
Hi.
Right, you've just typed on my screen something that is obviously a lie.
No, it's true.
Go on.
The world's smallest window is in Bruges. We walked past
it. And you saw it?
I think I saw it. It was a little bit too small. I had to get out the camera zoom. But it's the world's smallest window.
What are we talking? Postage stamp size? Smaller?
Like, about the size of a fist.
A fist?
My fist is huge.
Well, my fist is small because they don't breed big fists in New Zealand.
A fist, okay. Fust. So how was the window in Hull, was it bigger or smaller than a fist?
A fist, it's comparable to a pinhead.
Oh.
Oh! Hang on, Ed.
Someone lied to me then in Bruges.
That's smaller than a funga.
So, Ed, a pinhead, because I thought the world's smallest window would be like a Lego window, right, or something like that. But a pinhead...
Right, sorry, I'm going to have to... Right, I've told a very, very slight fib.
Oh.
I've gone on to TripAdvisor. It's the smallest window in the UK, but nevertheless... That's a big claim to fame.
Is it smaller than a fust?
The difference in the sizes of fust is such that I couldn't possibly comment.
So it's bigger than a pinhead. You were being an idiot, yeah?
An idiot's a strong word to use.
Cut him off, Ed. Cut him off, Ed. He's banned for the rest of this week.
He's gone.
Banned for the week. But the world's smallest window you think is in Bruges?
Yeah, the walking tour guide said this is the world's smallest window and pointed it out. It's this tiny thing.
Was he holding up an umbrella so you could all follow him?
No, he had a little clipboard, though.
Those guys are, all of those guys are liars. They're all, everyone knows that tour guides are drug-addled students
who
are just working to
them.
Feed their habits. They just, they'll say anything you want to hear.
Can I get my €5 back from them?
You've had it, mate.
I'm afraid you can't.
Ah.
0844 499 1000. Hannah, come to you after this.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, we've nearly done 2 hours. 0844 499 1000. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to try and take calls straight to air after midnight. If you call up between now and midnight, and there are people watching us all over the world, someone's going, "Is it?" Someone on Periscope is saying, "Is this a real radio show? I can't believe it." Yeah, sadly, it is. If you call us up now, and for the next 12 minutes, 10 minutes, 0844 499 1000, we call you back. And after midnight, we're going to try it, because we normally do it on a Friday, and I just don't know how it'll work here, and it might not, which will be beautiful. We're going to take... Is this... Oh, look, I've broken your...
Oh, no.
Well, just pop it back in. Yeah. Oh, pop it back in.
Pop it back in. As
the
you
chair.
Were.
He's broken.
I'm not broken it. I'm just testing it.
Yeah.
Look, this... Well, these...
It's thoroughly...
That's not meant to happen, is it? Hang on.
I've never tried it. There we go.
Anna, Lady Kadonk.
Hello. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Well, Hannah, we've had this discussion at Sophie.
We have.
Careful.
Well, yeah, I just, listen, it begins with an S.
Yeah, I know. I'll let
it's
have.
Close. I mean, her name's not even Anna, it's Hannah.
I said Hannah. That's
no, but I call her Anna.
Oh, right, okay.
And I have done for the last few months, and she's been very polite and never mentioned it. So, you know, at least I'm, the first letter of your name is...
Yeah, that's fine.
Is right. I'll be honest, you've got no right to start having a pop, you know. We have been kind enough to come to your house.
And use your broadband.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have a massive electricity bill as well, probably, because we've got loads of stuff coming off. Anna, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so when you come to Lady Kadonk's house...
Sorry?
We're going to have a handsome evening.
I'm not sure that that's ever going to happen, but it might happen. Well, I don't know. We're talking about... Whereabouts do you live?
Andal. Northamptonshire.
Where does... Well, I don't know where... I don't really know.
It's past Milton Keynes.
No, near Peterborough.
Yeah. Well, but that is still... Is that past the Peterborough effect? Do you remember the adverts of the Peterborough effect?
No.
With Roy Kinnear as a Roman.
Oh.
Just me there, guys. No one else remembers that. That's
no.
Because I'm an old man. Oh, Craig Bierko follows you as well.
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
He's
like Craig.
He's a good-looking fella.
He's a good-looking. He's an American actor. American movie star. Well, we might do. We're going to... Kath and I... Tomorrow, we're going to have a meeting tomorrow to discuss some ideas we've got for some other shows and to also discuss the possibility of doing this little tour. And also, I want to do this in August if we can. We want to do a show when we get back to London downstairs in the Virgin Radio. They have a little area where they have bands do live sessions and you can get about, 50 people? Oh, that's a good picture. You took a good picture there. I think you can get an audience of about 50 people in, and we want to do a show down there and just invite people to come in and have, an audience for the show one night.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, who are you going to have? Call it All Back to Hours or something.
Nice.
Why?
Because it sounds like we're having a better time than we're actually going
to
be having.
But it's not ours.
Well, it is. And we'll discuss this tomorrow in the meeting.
We should call it... No. I'll come up with a good name for it. I'm good at radio. We'll call it...
All Back to Mine.
No, we'll call it... we'll call it the Basement Sessions.
Ooh.
That's what we'll call
it's
it.
Not in the basement, though.
No, I'm talking to Lady Kadonk, Catherine. We'll call it something like the Basement Sessions or All Back to Mine or something. Anna, what have you called in for, apart from to invite us for a Hanson night?
So what kind of things are you going to add to the E&E versus radio? Are you going to add different things, new things to it?
Oh, blimey. There's an excellent question. I've got until... When is it? When am I doing it? November?
Yeah.
I've got months. Yeah, I'll add 3 new bits to it. How's about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
but I don't know what they'll be yet. But I've got an idea for the live show. Oh, by the way, both shows have sold out. Luton and St Albans have sold out. And I've got an idea of what the show is going to be next year. So I might try and get a couple of bits from that and put it in.
Yeah, I'm just coming
How's
to Luton
about
one.
Them apples?
That's all I've got for tonight.
That's all right. I'm struggling because it's gone a bit. There's a bit of a weird echo in my ear, and it's confusing.
It's not echoing on the DAB radio.
No, it's sounding good on the radio. I say good. It's sounding like it's not echoing on the radio. But in my ear, there's a second delay, and it's trippy, man, and it's blowing my mind. Can you? I don't know if you can hear it on the Periscope. You should be able to hear it on the Periscope. Well, the delay.
There's a echo on the Periscope a little bit.
Imagine that echo in your brain.
Oh,
that's what's going on
tonight, I think.
And that's why about every 15 minutes, I just slow down my speech a little bit, and it sounds like I'm not very well. And I take one headphone off because it means the echo's kicked in, and everyone else goes quiet because if everyone wants to talk now, we wouldn't have a clue what was going on. Anna, thank you very much, my dear. Yeah. See you later. Tutty bye. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So I think we're going to do that. I think we are going to have a show, and I want to do it in August if at all possible. So there's not much... Ah, there we go, it's gone. There's not much left of August, and I'm off next week. And then on the 21st, we've got Filmring. Filmring Live, 100 people coming to see a really, really bad film, which I've got to watch this week. I've got to watch... I'll watch They Killed My Cat. To see if it's actually watchable.
Yeah.
I need to get in touch with Jarrett, the director of Kung Fu Elliot, to get the previously unscreened scenes.
You also need to check with a very special guest that they're still available.
The very special guest has been very active on social media the last week.
Oh, wonderful.
Which makes me think that he will be available. They will be available. We should be good. I mean, I don't know... I think it will last about 20 minutes.
Are we dressing up? Are we going kung fu?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course we are, Kath. Yeah, you dress up. A bit of Susie Wong. Is that racist to say Susie Wong?
No.
She was a woman.
She's a person.
Chinese woman. What was she, a prostitute or a spy?
I don't know. Let me look her up.
She invented the Susie Wong dress.
I had one of those once upon a time.
I do. I am a fan of the Susie Wong dress. If she was a spy and she was working for the Chinese military, then I'm not a fan of... Well, okay.
I had that one.
You've just Googled the Susie Wong dress. I want to find out...
Well, I'm looking for my costume.
A little bit more about Susie Wong, though.
All right.
If she was a spy working for the Chinese, then I cannot condone that behaviour.
She's not real.
Yes, she is.
The World of Susie Wong is a 1957 novel by Richard Mason. Main characters, Robert Lomax.
Oh.
And Susie Wong, the title character, a Chinese woman who works as a pro.
Oh, hang on. hang on, Kath. That means I got it wrong. Oh, yes! He just did it! He just did it! Didn't he? He did it! Hey!
Yeah.
Well, she works as a pro, does she?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Right. There we have it. Okay, this is what we're going to try and do after midnight. And this really does, dear listener and dear viewer on Periscope, over 1,000 viewers. Sorry? Are you having a whittle? What was that noise?
On the floor! It was my gin going in.
Why don't you...
I don't want any booze.
Why don't you ladies crack open a bottle of wine and...
I know how that ends.
Relax a little bit. It's your birthday.
No, it's not yours.
No. you can have some wine if you want. Okay. Well, that's modern. Very modern. No, but do. Anyway.
Why are you trying to get us both?
I'm not. I'm just tired, right? Because I don't know if I told you. No, I'm trying. I don't know if I told you, but I had less than 4 hours sleep
in
the car.
Where did you sleep though?
In the long stay car park at Luton Airport. It took me ages to find it. It's quite a way away from the airport, and it's £25 for the first day. And just drink it.
It's not me moving the mic. It's not me.
And then
the noise.
£21 every part of a day thereafter. What do you reckon to that, Catherine?
Expensive.
And I dreamt... Catherine? What are you doing?
Drinking my water.
I dreamt I was a member of Oasis because...
Because of the long stay car park and
no,
expense.
Six Music have got their knickers in a right old twist, right? Because it's 20 years ago since Oasis played at Nebworth. So what? Since a band did a gig, so what? And so they've been had like a week's worth of shows, and Steve Lamacq has had a literal full on chubby the whole week. I'm
you
Steve
can't
Lamacq.
Say that. He's a very thin man.
I'm Steve Lamacq, and today we're going to be talking again about Oasis playing at Nebworth 20 years ago. Two shows, 125,000 people per show. One of the opening acts was Kula Shaker. And so I listened to a documentary as I drove to Luton Airport on Six Music about Britpop, and it was about the cocaine years of Britpop. And then I listened to a documentary, part three of a three-part documentary about Oasis that was recorded when they were still together, and quite enjoyed it. It was narrated by Mark Radcliffe. And I fell asleep, and in my 3 3/4 hours of sleep, I dreamt I was in the group.
Which one were you?
Oasis.
Bonehead.
Oh, I was Gwigsy.
Oh, God.
I was Gwigsy. I didn't even know how to pronounce Gwigsy until last night, but I became Gwigsy. Oh. So, what we're going to do... Tris, we'll come to you after the news. Sorry, I got distracted with my dreams. What we're going to do, we'll speak to Tris, and then after the news, we're going to try it. I don't know if it'll work, but we will try and take your calls straight to air. So don't call yet, but the phone number you want to write down is 0844 499 1000. 0844 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
That's Imani Coppola, and that song is genius. It was Little Jackie, and I'm going to convince the world that she is an actual, genuine, bona fide genius. It wasn't the song I was thinking of, and I'm desperately trying to find this song, and I can't find it, and I don't know where. I haven't got it on. No. It's this song, right? No, well, none of you are going to know it, but I'm going to answer. So it's an Imani Coppola song. I thought it was Little Jackie, but it's not. And it's one where she, the lyrics, she talks about Darth Vader, and I'm going to give you a poisoned apple that will make you ill like Cruella de Vil. It's brilliant. It's, like, hilarious, and it's packed full of jokes. And I cannot, for the life of me, think what it's called. Anyway, I'm... Triss!
Hip, hip, hip!
Hip, 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 Triss!
How you all doing? You all right?
1,100, that means 1,100 viewers on Periscope in your house, Sophie.
Mind-blowing.
Isn't it mind-blowing?
Triss.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. So you going to say it?
Go,
wow, she's going to say it.
She's going to say it, she don't care, does she?
She's going to say it, she's got a glass of wine on the go. She's going to say it. Triss, sit back, relax, enjoy. Enjoy the show, mate.
Go for it.
No, Triss, you are my favourite caller.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have a deep love. Just, you seem very, very sweet.
She has deep love for you, Triss. Genuinely.
That's fantastic.
She's nice, isn't it?
She's got a bear crush on you.
It is nice.
There you go. We were all singing your praises while the news is on. We'll be cold and rude to your face, of course. But we were all singing your praises, Triss, on the when we listened to the news.
Thank you very much. That's very sweet.
Oh, there you go. You see, look, you've made him happy. Yeah. And she's blushing.
Yeah. I'm too, Sophie.
Yeah, we're all blushing. Everybody's blushing. Triss, what have you got for us, boss?
Well, I thought I'd just phone in tonight, because I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to happen tonight. I thought it was going to be a bit of a flop, but so I thought I'd just get involved and say hello and join the party atmosphere.
We didn't think it would happen. When Jake Yap was showing us how to use the equipment earlier, it was awful. And I was just saying to Kath, this is never going to work. This is never going to work. But I've never used this system before, this Comrex system, which I am displaying to the... It's this weird shape, and it's got a strap on it. I don't know what the strap's for. But it turns out it's brilliant. I'm going to get myself one. I mean, when you say 1,000, I'll have a look on eBay. Can you go on eBay,
right,
Catherine?
And look up a Comrex.
Just Comrex. Let's just see what comes up. I mean, that's got to be what... I would be happily... spend $250 on it, £250 on it. I would happily do that. You keep scrolling down.
Let's see one similar to the one we've got there, because these are ones.
Yeah,
you.
But it works on electricity. Because in my ears, it sounds a little bit like we are in, you know, we're not in a soundproof room, and it sounds a little bit the sound's bouncing around a bit. But does it sound all right on the radio?
Well, I've just been driving for the last hour and a half or so, and it's coming over really well. You wouldn't know.
Beautiful.
And I mean, it's DAB, and I'm not in London, so it's rubbish. But it's in and out. But no, it sounds really good, man.
Well, we are really at the good. Time of our life. Sophie has been absolutely delightful in looking after us. We met Rocky, the cab driver, earlier on, and he's going to pick us up just after 1 o'clock. So that's nice. We've got everything is sorted. Everything is groovy. And we're having a brilliant time in Edinburgh. Did a show today that went very well. Going to do a show tomorrow. And then after...
Who have you got on your show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we have got... That is what can only be described as an excellent question.
Let me look them up.
Who have we got tomorrow? I can't remember. But we finish at 3:30, and then I'm on my holidays because we don't get back. We don't come back till Sunday lunchtime. So then I'm on my holidays. I can't. Well, isn't that terrible? I cannot think who is on tomorrow. But whoever it is, it's going to be excellent. Excellent people. Who have we got? Oh, it doesn't say.
Don't say. Let me keep looking.
Doesn't say, but the tickets are free. So if anyone wants to come along to the Pleasance Dome tomorrow, the show's at 2:40, and you know, it'll all be rather jolly and stuff.
I'm going.
You coming? Yay, beautiful, nice one. Sophie's going to come.
Hey, cool. I like Sophie. She's my favourite.
Oh, guys, come on now. This is not Grindr on the radio, okay? We're having none of that, all right? None of that, for goodness sakes. Chris, anything else?
Oh, yeah, I had a dream about you last night, Ian.
Oh, blimey.
We didn't get our wangers out or anything. There's nothing like that.
That's a shame. And if we did in a dream, Tris, if we did in a dream, and you had a dream about our wangers out, that's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean anything. It's just our subconscious.
I know that. And, I mean, I'll see you at Film Ring next week. So, you know, if it goes that way, it goes that way.
If wangers come out at Film Ring, beautiful. If you're offended by wangers, I suggest you don't. Oh, can I just say Film Ring? A couple of people have emailed me saying, I can't come, or a mate of mine can't come, so I've got a spare ticket. Can I suggest, because I can't really deal with... I can't really deal with people, and we're not in a position where we can kind of give refunds and stuff. But if you go on Twitter and tweet me and say, I've got a ticket for sale at face value, I'll retweet it. I can almost guarantee that someone will snap it up. So tweet me, and if I miss it and don't retweet it, tweet me again. Tomorrow it's Simon Evans. And Phil Ellis, who are both very, very funny tomorrow. So that'll be good. Anyway, go on. Yes, your erotic dream about me, Tris.
Yeah, you were in front of me at a cash point. And So I thought I'd say hello, and I did. And you got very offended, and you were a complete dick to me.
Well, I would... I don't know if...
I wasn't hitting you up for cash.
No, mate, but cash point is a very private, intimate moment. So, yeah, I think I was well within my rights to have a pop at you, actually, mate.
Yeah, okay.
A cash point. You approach me at a cash point when I'm at my most vulnerable. No, that's inappropriate.
Okay, well, I'll bear that in mind for the future, especially
with
the
mouthful
I've got.
Would you like to apologise?
No, I'm sorry about that, fella. I shouldn't have done it. I feel really bad, so that's why I'm phoning up.
All right, Tris. Well, that's good. I accept your apology. Thank you for calling, Tris. Tutty bye. 0844 499 1000. Now, this is where things might work. Now, Ed, does that red light mean that there's someone on line one? Then it might work. 0844 499 1000. Let's try it. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Oh, good morning, Ian. This is Howard Hughes from the Sunday evening at 10 till 1 show, The Unexplained. Just want to tell you a quick story about something that happened to me the other day. I was just about to go to bed, had a very long, tiring day, took off my trousers like you do, and in the morning, when I woke up, the pants had disappeared. Call it unexplained, call it what you want, but the pants weren't there.
Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 you're on the air.
Oh, how do, Pablo here.
Hey, Pablo, how you doing, man? You all right?
Very well. I've just lost at poker, but not too badly, and I'm not that drunk.
How much did you lose at poker?
Well, it's a game that's been going on for about 10 years. So it's a £10 buy-in, and then you lose or win. So you never spend more than 10 quid.
So you lost a tenner?
Yeah.
It sounds like you lost more than a tenner.
No, but I was very close to being... I was on final table, and I was very close to winning some actual money. So if you finish in the top three, or if you knock out the person who won last time, you can get some money. So I've came away very close to winning money and lost and basically got no money.
Well, there you go, you see. I've never understood poker. I've never actually particularly tried to understand poker. When I was a kid, we used to, in the 70s, play card games all the time. All of the time. I can't think of any card games, apart from Snap and Solitaire and Patience.
There was one card... I was going to say... There was one card game that was quite prevalent, but I can't say it on national radio, but it was Pooh Head or words to that effect, hasn't it?
For goodness sakes. I like a bit of Patience. Me and the boys play Patience. That's a good one. But and Solitaire, obviously. There are many variations of the Solitaire. But there was Clock Solitaire. So you had the cards in a circle and four cards in the middle. I couldn't.
I can't remember how to play it now.
No, we used to play it with my granddad Bill. He used to teach me all the card games. The dying art of the card game.
Oh, yeah, and just nip in there with a happy birthday to Cass there. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Pablo.
It's too late, mate. You're a day late. It was yesterday.
It's not my birthday anymore.
It was yesterday. Go on, Sophie, what were you going to say?
Happy birthday for yesterday.
You can't do a happy birthday for yesterday.
He's done it.
Well, you can get cards that do it.
I'll get a card and stick it up your jacket. Sophie's trying to talk. Sophie, yes.
What's that card?
Sorry, I apologize.
21.
You're doing it again. She's burning, man. She's trying to talk. Go.
That's the only one. When you count to 21. Oh, she hit all the 21.
Pontoon.
Oh, is that what that is?
All 21s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only proper card game I know.
Okay.
You can play that. That's the one you can go and play in a casino, but it's a little bit. The rules are funny in the casino.
And then there's Uno.
Uno. Oh, nice. You've got Uno cards with you, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Love a bit of Uno.
Stay till 4 now.
Obviously, playing poker, I haven't been able to listen up until now, so you're in the Edinburghs as we speak.
We are in Sophie's house now, yeah. We are just outside Edinburgh. We've met Rocky the cabbie. I got ripped off by a cabbie.
Yeah, tell him about that. Did we? Was he? Just...
Yeah, he ripped me off. So we got the cab from the airport to the hotel. Right, it was 19 quid. Yeah, so I didn't want to give him a quid tip, so I gave him £25, and I said, "Give me 3 quid back." Right, so that's a 3 quid tip. That's a generous tip. Right. And can I get a receipt for it? And he gave me the receipt, and he never gave me the change.
No.
And then he just went. Right. And the receipt was for 25 quid.
He was a really chirpy, sweet, you know, nice fella. He gave us a very good service and everything, didn't he? And so I can't believe that he didn't just forget. I think he was just, you know...
Well, in no way to knock you London types, but essentially the further north you go, the less tip you normally give. So as soon as you London types get into a cab, he's thinking, this is paying for my holiday here.
I suppose so. Anyway.
Standard.
Anything else, boss?
Have you had a chance to listen to any of the ARS Paradoxica or whatnot?
Oh, no, but someone tweeted me today. This is the time travel podcast that you recommended. Someone tweeted me today that they have been listening to it and they love it.
It's very good. As I say, I think if you get two episodes in, you're thinking, oh, is this going to... But the further you go in, the more time traveller you get.
Well, here's the thing, right? When people say about TV shows, oh, you'll give it 3 or 4 episodes, I think, no. If it's not grabbed me by the end of episode one, then I'm sorry, I'm oot, to quote Duncan Bannatyne.
Don't get me wrong, it will grab you, but you'll think it's a certain type of show, and then once you get into the third or fourth episode, you'll go, hang on, this is completely different than what I was expecting it to be. So it'll take your feet out from under you, but in a good way.
All right, listen, I'm going to move on, because I'm going to take line one, and then we're going to have a quick break. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, just hover over the dumb button, Ed, just to make sure. Yes, line one, you're on.
No, I'm not going to swear.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Sweary vibe.
My radio must have been slightly behind.
There is a delay, yes.
Ah, of course. Well, there we go then. I was confused.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not very well so far.
Why not? Oh, what you mean for me?
What you got for us?
Sorry. Nothing. Just thought I'd ring in. I've just been packing and moving house tomorrow.
You don't sound very excited about it.
I am, but just I'm knackered from doing it, packing up, and it's
proper moving everything. So you've put it all in boxes and stuff.
Yeah, me and my housemate. He's bought a house, and he will be moving to his new house by himself. And I've got to go and find somewhere else, and I'm just moving to a flat share. But it's cool. I am happy about it, but I'm just tired.
Yeah, packing and unpacking and moving is, I think, the most depressing thing you can do.
Yeah, it can be. It can be, especially if you've got a lot of stuff, and I do have a lot of stuff.
Too much stuff, man. I want to get rid of a load of stuff, but I don't know how to do it because I love stuff.
Last thing, I went to the tip last weekend. We did 2 runs, and it wasn't too bad getting rid of it all, but it was quite an experience at the tip itself. The friend I went with,
Yeah.
Got in a bit of a scuffle with the tip, one of the tip guys, putting the wrong thing in the wrong basket. Well, like, they were just sort of shouting at each other, and we were told we might get evicted from the skip.
Yeah, they're quite strict in the dumps now. The recycling centres,
really,
excuse me. Yeah, they get. I remember when it was a tip. It was ground fill, and they would just tip it all on the ground, and you could go and have a root around and get stuff out.
Well, that was the thing. The guys there were completely grabbing things. Like, oh, have you got the rest of this? Like, just to try and see if they could have something to put to one side. I've seen them put quite a few things to one side. I'm sure they make a bit of a Brucey bonus off of it.
Anyway, good for them, because it's a crappy job.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose so, but at the same time, they are doing good for Mother Earth.
I suppose so. Well, listen, thank you for that. I hope the move goes nice and well. I wish you the very best of luck. 08444991000. Here are some ads.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The home straight, dear listener, the home straight. 08444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We will take your call straight to where someone was just on line one and they dropped off. They bottled it. They were thinking, I've got something to say. And then they went, I've got nothing to say. The way it works in this last hour of the Friday is, well, normally I would be in the studio and I would have a screen in front of me and I could touch the screen and go, line one, you're on the radio, line two, you're on the radio, and you don't talk to the producer or anything like that. We're doing it slightly differently today, in as much as we are in Sophie's flat in Edinburgh. Again, thank you so much for asking. This is me, and there's Kath and Sophie here. Over 1,000 people watching us on Periscope. And Ed is back in London. Ed, you're all by yourself, are you?
Yeah, you guys left me all alone in the studio.
Well, you're saying that. Normally you get some of your talk sport buddies come in and talk to you. Are they not hanging out with you?
No, they've all abandoned me too. It's like they came in to see you, not me.
Yeah. The memo has reached everybody at last. Thank goodness for that. So you're all on your own there.
All
alone.
And
you're hovering over the dump button.
I've got the dump button, I've got a phone line, and I've got some faders.
And have you got some of that really stinky food that you have?
No, I left it at home today. I know, tonight was the night to bring it in, and I left it.
Hey, when's your girlfriend going to make some more of that fudge?
Hopefully next week after next when you're back.
That was absolute dirt. Did you try the fudge, Kath?
No.
It's filth.
Still trying to be good.
Oh, mate.
You missed out, Kath.
Honestly, I'll put in a good word for you.
I'll see what we can do.
Get some of that on the go, man, because that stuff was absolutely outrageous.
You sound like you're jonesing. It was like an addict.
This is it. And the thing is, he gave me that fudge.
Give me some of that fudge. I'll be good for the money.
He gave me that fudge for free, right?
For the first
but
time.
Now he knows it's like £5 a rock.
Yeah.
I'm in deep trouble. 08444991000 is the telephone number. Call straight to air. Line one, you're on the wireless. Hello, line one. Hip, who's this?
It's non-racist Jonathan.
Non-racist Jonathan, my second favourite Jonathan.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
that was a cruel one, sorry.
Happy belated birthday to Kat.
Thanks.
And cheers to Sophie, Sarah for arranging all this. It's been a really, really good show.
Has it? Technically, it's worked and it sounded okay, has it?
It sounded fun. It's been quite jolly, you know. It's just quite nice.
Yeah. Okay. We've loved it. Genuinely,
we're kind of surprised that we've got this far, aren't we? Because we didn't think we'd get past the start of the show.
I honestly didn't think it was going to work. We had a best of on standby, ready to go, and we got this weird system where I can see the clock in the studio. And I get told when there's somebody on the line, and Ed can type little messages, but we can't type little messages back. And we couldn't get that to work when we first got here. And there was that weird thing, right, when we met Sophie. We met her this afternoon about 3:30. And as I said, we both breathed a sigh of relief, Kat and I, when we went, oh, she's normal. And I'm not, you know, not in the insulting, oh, God, she's normal. Oh, she's normal, thank God for that. But still, when we rocked up at your house tonight, Sophie, we're still kind of thinking, because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, we're going to die. Part of me thought, she is like the scout for the gang, and we're going to get in, and the door will shut, the bolt will go across, and then there'll be like a murderous sex gang or something.
My sister was talking to me earlier on, and she said to me, if anything happens with this Sophie Sarah character, bags of your wardrobe.
Wowzers.
Thanks very much.
Wowzers.
That was her first thought.
And we're also, we're doing the thing that someone said I should do last week. Someone called Paul said, you've got to stop going off mic, Ian. It sounds rubbish. And I said, no, going off mic is great because it means it gives you depth and breadth and all of this kind of stuff. But we are wearing, kind
Madonna
of
mics.
The Madonna mics. It's more like Noel Edmonds in a chopper mic.
Yeah.
Or Smitty, Mike Smith, bless his soul. Yeah. Smitty in a chopper mic. But, we've got these big chunky headphones on. This is what the sports boys wear when they go to, FIFA, what do they call it? FIFA.
The Euros.
The Euros. And
the football, they call it.
The football.
It, yeah.
This is the kit, the bit of kit they
How
will
do
use.
How do they do it, though? Because they do like to shout, and this microphone's really close to your mouth.
Well, the thing is, they'd be in a noisy place, wouldn't they?
I guess.
Oh, Jonathan's there. Sorry, mate.
So that's all right. How would you sound dramatic? Because that was one of your complaints about this before. It's like, how would you go from shouting to drama?
Well, you can't.
With these headsets on.
This is what I was saying. When you were away, a guy called Paul texted in and said, you've got to stop going off mic. It sounds rubbish.
And I
displayed how useful it could be to be really away from the mic. Then you can get close to the mic and be also. And you can't do it with this. And I do feel that I am one tool. I have several tools less in my arsenal of weaponry, but it's a I just realised that we're shouting quite loudly. Your neighbour's going to be.
I'll be fine.
Will they be fine?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Imagine there was a knock at the door. Keep that bloody noise down.
I love that.
Don't know why it'd be a Cockney though. Would it be a Cockney up here?
No, it would be.
Keep that flipper noise down, you buggers.
Would you mind keeping your voices down?
I'm only a wee lassie from Kilkenny.
Don't complete that sentence.
Oh, do you know that phrase?
Yes, I do know that phrase.
I used to get Mackenzie to say that to me when we used to do Edinburgh years ago. I'm only a wee lassie from Kilkenny. Anyway.
And then something really filthy.
Something absolutely filthy and ridiculous. There you go. Jonathan, was there a point to this call apart from to belatedly and rather rudely wish Kath a happy 40th?
I'm not 40.
41, sorry.
Thanks very much.
Just more generally, does it feel like the end of term, Ian? Because it's your holiday season. Are you kind of getting those vibes? You're kind of like, oh, I almost off.
Celebrate holiday. Have a good time.
You don't know that song,
it's
do you?
A good time. I don't know that song, but I know that the DC DJ might be listening, and that all I've got to do is sing like a couple of nonsense lines, and I've written a song with that guy.
It's like being Britney.
It is, isn't it? Yes, it does feel like the end of term. I've got one more show to do tomorrow at 2:40. That'll be finished by 3:30, and then I'm on my holidays. Although saying that, I'm sort of working next week because I'm doing a TV show on Channel 5 on the Saturday, and I've got to go for like a script read through and stuff like that in the week. So,
oh gosh,
what?
I mean,
hey, I'm getting quite nervous about it. I've not done a live three. I think it's a 3-hour TV show. I've not done one for ages.
Is that why you're thinking about getting rid of the beard?
It's partly why I'm thinking of getting rid of the beard. Yeah, also because I just feel like a twit wearing it at the
why?
Moment. I just do.
No, don't get rid of the beard.
I think the beard's good.
Thank you. But I had a panic yesterday, and I didn't have much time. But I went and got Jimmy to trim the beard back. But I'm not feeling the beard vibe at the moment.
Oh.
So that might go. It's partly because I'm doing a live TV show, but I'm getting nervous about doing the live TV show because I'm anyway whatever don't matter. Yes, Jonathan, it feels like the end of term.
Brilliant. Okay, all the best.
Nice one, man. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. 0844-499-1000. Call straight to it. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over. Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So, someone is asking, when is the Shags interview? Ollie's asking on Twitter. Well, the Shags interview was meant to be this week. It was, but then we had Stephen Page get in touch at very, very short notice. So, the Shags interview is happening not this coming Monday, but a week on Monday. And then here's a weird one. Ems says, my friend, Bill or Will, says we should invite you round to Belfast, so please consider yourself invited. But she's not following me on Twitter. So she's obviously just been told to invite me. So the answer to that... Oh, but Bill, I like Bill. But the answer to that is no. And then my brain just melted because I'm just feeling a bit tired. Mm-hmm. Line one, you're on the wireless. It's the baby auto-tuned.
Oh.
Oh, it's a little robot baby.
Sounds like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Thank you for that, line one. That was brilliant and upsetting at the same time. I enjoyed that. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Auto-tune, it really is an absolute revelation. Because it can be used very subtly. It can be used, if you're just like flat, you can just push it up, you know, so that it's you're in tune. One note is a little bit flat or a little bit sharp. Yeah. You can just kind of drag it around and you don't notice that is being done. I tell you, the saddest auto-tuning I ever heard, and it was an album I was very excited about getting, and I listened to it once and thought, I'll never listen to this again, was the Beach Boys 50th anniversary live album. And I saw the Beach Boys live on their 50th anniversary, and it sounded like the Beach Boys, but a lot older. And it was brilliant.
Which is fine, because it's interesting to hear the progression in the voices, isn't it?
And they were, you know, they couldn't quite get the same notes, and they had a backing band filling in a lot of the gaps and stuff. The live album, it was like Robo Beach Boys. It was awful. I listened to it once, and I couldn't listen to it ever again. Terrible. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. You've been banging on, Sophie, about Stranger Things. Mm. The new trend these days. Who's squeaking? Kath?
It's not me.
The new trend these days is, if you haven't seen someone for a long time, is the first thing they say to you is, oh, have you seen Stranger Things? Oh, have you seen that Stranger Things? And I've kind of been put off watching Stranger Things because it really seems to be part of the zeitgeist at the moment. But you've been banging on about it. You love it.
I think it's amazing. Yeah, it's Goonies smashed up with E.T., smashed up with Tim Burton Darkness, smashed up with... It's just amazing.
There's a lot of smashing up going on. I'm watching GBH at the moment, which I think you might like, Kath, although it might be a little bit too heavyweight for you.
What?
Well, you like Towie and
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you do. You like Froth.
I do not.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was that Will Storr book that you recommended.
All right, that's a book I recommended. Yeah. What was the last book before that?
I read this really filthy one.
Did you?
Yeah, really filthy.
50 Shades of Black.
No, it's supposed to be like the new... He said it was the most shocking thriller of, you know, whatever. Ooh, yeah. And it was about... Well, I don't want to spoil it, but it's about this filthy minx, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Who does a bit of murdering.
What?
But I didn't think it was all that good. And after the first couple of bonks, you get used to it, don't you?
Bit of murdering, bit of rogering.
Yeah, you know 50 Shades. I managed about...
43.
Yeah, I got fed up. I didn't read the whole book. I read one book and a half and I thought, oh...
It's a film I'm really...
I think he's a bit of a div.
Who?
Your man Grey.
There's a film I really want... Oh, wait, 444-499-1000. There's a film that I really want to see because I know it's going to be awful. And I've told you about this before. It's the spoof of 50 Shades of Grey called 50 Shades of Black.
I've seen it on Netflix. Like, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it on Netflix. Like,
it's... Yeah, and I've seen the trailer for it. I remember just watching it and thinking, flipping heck, this looks utter rubbish. Tony. And it is the 50 Shades of Grey story, but it's black people. And so there's all that, you know, there's lots of black stereotypes in it and stuff. And I just watch it and thinking, why would anyone think that this was a good idea to do that?
Well, especially because the Hollywood pitch meeting is supposed to be so difficult. How come this guff gets through?
Yeah. But
money.
Saying that, I'd quite like to see it. I'd be up for watching it. But if there'd have to be absolutely nothing else on. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Ian, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Who's this?
It's David from Command and Scotland.
Hey, man, how you doing? You all right?
Not bad. Yeah, I take it you're doing an outside broadcast. It sounds really good.
We're in Musselburgh. We are in your country.
Oh, are you?
We are in your... Can you stop talking about your dirty sex book?
It's called Maestra.
Yeah, it gets 2 stars on Amazon.
Oh,
hang on, we've got a guest on the line.
Well, don't interfere in my silent conversations.
Please, continue.
Who? Me?
You can continue. I've buttoned them now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom. So how's that up there? You enjoying it?
It's good. It's been chucking it down all day, yeah. But as you'd expect from Scotland. So that's good. Yeah. We've enjoyed the scenery. And, it's good, man. I've not been to the festival for ages, and it's exhausting, but it's a nice vibe.
And where are you broadcasting from?
From Sophie's house.
You sound as though you're in a hotel.
We're in Sophie's house.
Right.
I can't give you the exact coordinates.
No, this is Sophie's voice here.
No.
Hello?
Hi, Sophie. Hi.
Hello. I'm good, thank you.
Hi. Good. It's at least to get Ian and Catherine to keep you entertained.
Yeah, it's the most surreal experience of my life.
Have you? Is it been all right? Are you kind of looking at your watch, waiting for us to go?
I want it to last longer.
Well, dreams can't come true. We're moving up.
Did you travel up today, or have you got a week?
Why are you so keen to know my movements? You're not the man that's been sending me those threatening letters.
Okay,
fair play.
It's the polis.
Catherine, gentlemen's asked your question.
I came up this morning.
Right.
And it's been a very pleasant day.
And then we're going back Sunday, so we've got a couple of days. Right. We've got work tomorrow.
If I'd known that, I would have came up and met you today. But I couldn't. Other stuff planned today.
What did you have planned today?
I was up in Glasgow today.
I love Glasgow.
I was up the other day.
Yeah, I love Glasgow. Yeah. It's good Glasgow. You've been to Glasgow, Kath?
Only briefly.
It's good. I like it there.
Only briefly, aye. Right. I'm going up to the festival next week.
Okay. I'm off next week. I'm going to be sleeping and playing Xbox. I'm going to complete Doom.
Hold on. Who's going to be covering your show next week? Come on.
It's going to be Tommy Boyd.
Legend Tommy Boyd, who used to be on the show.
No, it's not. They're playing Best Ofs for some reason. I don't know why. You'll have to speak to the management. I think it's a mistake, but what can I say? It's not up to me. I don't care. But this is what I might... Sorry, Kath. Oh. This is what I might do one night next week, right?
What's that?
I might, and this is for you periscopers, I might periscope me sleeping one night next week. Sophie's pulled a face there. You'll be watching, though, won't you?
Maybe.
You will, though, won't you? I'm going to periscope me. If I can be bothered, I'm going to set up the tripod at the end of the bed.
You've got to put, as the title, Sleep With Me. You'll get loads of people hitting on that.
I'm not going to do that, Catherine.
It's a little bit weird. They'll love it. You know how Periscope works.
I'm going to put 50 Shades of Black. And I'm going to set it up. You'll see me getting ready. You won't see any dingles. And then I'm going to get into bed. I'm going to wave goodnight. I'll leave the lamp on and I'll sleep.
Why?
Well, performance art.
I take it the weather's not been kind to you up here today.
The weather
has not been kind, does it?
The weather has not been kind, but it's been, as I said 3 minutes ago, it's been proper chucking it down. But that's what we like. Listen, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate that. 08444.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you very much, man. Cheers. I appreciate it. Very kind. 08444991000. Straight to air. I'm thinking, because I can do it because the kids are away, so there's no chance of them bursting in. So you set the camera up just by the bed, and you can't get night vision on there, can you? Because that would be wicked. I like the green.
Wow, that would be creepy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you can on an iPhone. So I'll be in my... I'll put pyjamas on. I'm not going to sleep in my pants as I would normally do. I'll have Jimmy Jams on. And you'll see me getting into bed, reading my book. I'll have finished Tiny Tim by then, and I will then be reading... my Mike Love autobiography I've got.
You'll be reading it in your head.
Yeah. I'll be reading it, yeah. And then I'll go, All right, guys. Good night. And I'll have the radio on as I do. Be listening to talk radio. I won't, because it'd be best of me. That'd be weird. I'll probably be listening to the boring guy on LBC.
So the visual is you sleeping with like the audio of the best of you. That would be like a little trippy.
That would be too erotic for anybody. Well, the thing is, people would watch that. Mm-hmm. People would watch that because people are weird. And if I say it's performance art, then I can sell it for 50 grand afterwards on video. 0844 499 1000. Back after this.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's getting dirty here. The minstrels have come out. And we're all, well, me and Kath have just caned a load of minstrels. And Ed goes, 10 seconds. No. You've never seen anybody. We were chewing like cows in the field. Line one, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Yeah, mate. How long's the waiting?
It's just speaking to Ian.
Yeah, what do you want to say to him?
I just want to talk about queuing up in queues. How frustrating it can be, and I'm just annoyed from what happened earlier.
He's not really talking about queues tonight. What do you want to say about queues to him?
Hello.
Yes. Hello, Q's?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Hello, who's this?
Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Lee?
I just want to talk about when you're queuing up in the queue, and it just can be frustrating sometimes. When you're in a rush, you always feel like someone in front of you is just taking so long. Mm. I don't know, am I the only person who gets like that? Because I'm still angry from earlier on this morning. What happened?
You need to let it go. You're angry about a queue from this morning?
Yeah.
Let it go, man.
I'm in the rough time to get something. Yeah, I should let it go.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
I feel better already.
There we go. You see, the thing about queues, right, is Here we go. Here's a fact for you. Right, I was reading this yesterday. Scientists have calculated we spend approximately 27 years of our lives in queues. Imagine that. And that's if you live to 60. If you live over that, it's even more. 27 years of our lives is spent queuing. So,
but no one likes queuing either. What a waste.
Well, it is. I mean, if you live to 60 in 27 years, it's just under half of your life spent queuing. It is a waste, but I always make sure I have something with me to do so that I'm not wasting my time.
Hmm.
Yeah?
But if you're in a rush, don't you feel like something always comes up to make you, like, your time longer when you're trying to check out or stuff?
Yeah. Well, I just don't join queues if I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
What were you so desperate to get? What did you have to get your hands on this morning?
I never go to Boots, and I went into Boots just to buy a bottle of water, and some woman was in front of me, and there was only one till, and she paid for her stuff, and then she went to walk out. Oh, she went back and used her points card, then she had to apply for a new card. So I was there for like maybe 12, 13 minutes just standing there. Went to buy a drink, and I was just in a rush.
Was this at the back of the shop or the front of the shop?
At the back.
Because Boots, they have tills at the front of the shop as well, don't they?
Yeah. This was at the back, where like the food section is.
Well, why didn't you go to the front of the shop and pay?
Because I had to walk through the front to get to the back, to where the food stuff was, and that was the nearest till. But there was only one person there.
Was there a till at the front?
Yeah.
You should have gone to that one.
Yeah, but if you see one person in the queue who's being served and you join that queue, you expect to not be longer than
when she said, oh, I need to update my Boots card, I'd have gone, I'm going to go to the front of the shop.
In that situation, do I, what that, you just stay where you are, because if you go there, there might be a bigger queue than you are here. You can't physically see it in the boot as I went.
Couldn't you have gone to another shop and got your water?
I could have done, but it's like anything. When you're in there, you're in the queue. You just.
But I thought you were in a rush.
Put it down and go. Yeah, I was, but I was already in there.
Well, but if you were in a rush.
Yeah.
Or couldn't you have said, I'm really sorry. I mean, what were you in a rush for? Where did you have to get to?
To pick my son up.
So your son was left waiting. How old's your son?
He's 1.5.
Where did you have to pick him up from?
His mum's house.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
So I was in a rush to get to here so she could go work.
So she was late for work because you got water?
Yeah, then she moaned at me.
A bit selfish.
Because she didn't believe my story, so...
Well, I'm having trouble believing it. It's a bit selfish. Because you could have got a tap of water at her house, couldn't you? Bit of council pop.
Yeah, I could have done, but to be honest, I don't drink tap water. I only drink bottles of water. I don't know why. I just don't drink tap water. I don't think it tastes as nice as bottled water.
Here we go. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but that's the most sheeplest thing I've ever heard. But buying bottles of water. What I do is every few weeks or so, I'll buy a bottle of water. Then when it's empty, I'll fill it up under the tap, put it in the fridge, and I'll have that cathartine. I'll have that bottle for 3 or 4 weeks until it gets battered, and then I'll get another one.
I don't know. Everyone's different, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, did you have a nice time with your son?
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
There you go, you see. That's the main thing. When you go to bed tonight, cling on to the fact you had fun with your son, and... forget about the woman and her Boots card. Here's the thing that gets me about Boots, right? Boots, whenever you buy something, they give you those vouchers for, Vosine or makeup and stuff. To me, I'm a bloke!
Yeah, and they always ask you if you want to join a points card, but not being sexist, but 98% of the people shopping Boots are mostly aimed at women.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bird shop.
Do you want a points card? I said, no, I just want to go. I was a bit mild.
Kath's a bird. She wants to contribute.
Here's the other thing, right? You can't just put your points towards things. You've got to pay for the whole thing with your points.
Right.
Well, that sucked the atmosphere out of the conversation.
Here's another
thing. When I go into WH Smith's, the things I want to buy, I have taken to the till.
Yeah.
I don't want any of their crappy chocolate that they're selling me. Here's another thing. When I go to the post office, I don't want to update my mobile or buy travel insurance. I want to post a letter. That's it!
I have to say, I once worked for WH Smith, and I hated the fact that we had to do that.
Oh,
you
I
get
bet.
Told, there's like a manager behind you going, you didn't offer that person the chocolate. You're like,
yeah.
No.
You see what you've done now? You've upset Sophie. Hey, listen, we've got to go. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you had a good day with your son.
All right, cheers, thank you.
Nice one, man. Thank
cheers.
You very
much.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's been a weird last hour. Sophie, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
We've had so much fun. It's been...
We've had so much fun, we decided to stay.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Slumber party!
And we've got all of our limbs and our orifices are our own. Thank you so much. You've been absolutely brilliant. Who are you on Twitter so people can come and harass you?
Sophie or Robinson.
There we go, you see. I'm off next week, but, you know, deal with it. That's it, guys. That's your lot. Thank you, Catherine. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ed. Ta-ta.
No worries.
2, 3, 4. I'm doing my best. Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.